You all might already know Kadeen and Deval Ellis from their YouTube channel or their Instagram accounts. But I bet you don't know that they have a new podcast out called Dead Ass, which is full of unfiltered, raw, and honest conversations about raising a millennial family. Now, if you are familiar with their YouTube channel, then you already know that their personalities are hilarious, that they get into things that, I mean, you already just, you know what it is. So they get into more taboo things that most couples don't want to talk about, like how often they have sex or the tougher times that they've gone through together. And that's always juicy. The first episode of Dead Ass is out now and you should check it out. It's available on all podcast apps.
When Natasha and Daniel meet, they're both at a crossroads in life. With just 24 hours before her family is deported from the U.S., Natasha wrestles between love and logic while the two spend the day together discovering a magnetic chemistry. You know I like that. Fall in love with this modern love story starring Yara Shahidi and Charles Melton. The Sun is Also a Star, only in theaters May 17th.
Welcome to the Friends.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesca, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone.
Let's start the show. I'm in the zone.
Let me let you in on a little secret. Rules are for ugly people.
Now, before we all do that, before this thing goes off the rails, let's keep it on the track.
Before.
And I just want y'all to know, we're not even going to focus on the obvious punchline and what really endeared us to that wonderful snippet of Jennifer Lewis's contribution to the ABC show, Black Ass, Blackish, okay? Now, what I found the most enriching personally from what she just offered to us was when she said, let me let you in on a little secret. Okay? We have the tendency sometimes to be unnecessary gatekeepers, sometimes intentionally, sometimes unintentionally. You may have access to resources that can help somebody out if they in a bind, Nate, like Stoney was, and set it off. Or you may have just general information that people might not even know they need, but you know how to respectfully offer with a good heart and a good intention to actually help them. Do that. When you have an opportunity to let somebody in on a little secret, do it when you feel like they deserve it. Don't hold on to all that stuff. That's how you end up not being able to pass bowel movements. You need to go ahead and let people in, let people through, and give them the access that they need to get on through the gate. So the hashtag this week is, let me let you in. That's our hashtag. And yes, rules are for ugly people.
Oh my God, I can't believe she said that.
And with that being said, and most importantly understood, it's time for the QTNAs, which are questions that need answers and also questions that the Negro Coalition may be asking.
Oh.
Question number one. Is it true that this past Saturday at Five Star Liquors in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, two people were both at the register playing their numbers at the same time?
Here we go.
And after they both given their numbers to the clerks, they ended up saying, and box it off at the same time. And when they both slowly turned to see who was talking, Academy Award winners Spike Lee and Ruth Carter stared at each other for 3 seconds and then said, hey. Is it true?
Yo.
Thank you. Question two, this one is real short and sweet. Which one of y'all said that the new suspense film, Ma, starring Octavia Spencer, was originally slated to star Whitest House, Pressed Face Secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and instead be titled Ma?
I'm not going to get into hypothetical situations.
Who said it? Okay. Question three. I told you it was short. Question three. And this one, we're going to get to the bottom of this goddamn rumor.
Y'all don't
and
need me to finish this, right?
Today.
I can go. I could just go, right?
Is it true that the real story behind Black China and those ginger ale cans?
Oh, my God.
Right, we all familiar with them ginger ale cans and Black China, right?
Actually, yes, we are.
It was in the headlines that Black China
Wait,
and her
I don't
hair.
Know what happened.
I'm about to put you on game.
I don't know either, friend. I just want him to go.
Black China and her hairstylist were rumored to have gotten into an altercation this week. And it was rumored that Black China had a knife and there were some ginger ale cans that were thrown back and forth between the two of them.
Wow. Okay?
Now, that's what made it to the media. That's the story that made it to TMZ and all those things. But what I want to know is the real story of what happened that Black China had dropped her daughter off over Kris Jenner's house the day after the Met Gala. Okay. And since they ain't never really liked each other anyway, when she was pulling off, she said, "Here you go, girl. You look like you needed to burp in that dress you had on yesterday." And threw the ginger ale cans at her, but they just blamed the hairstyles. Is that the story behind the ginger ale cans? I would like to know. And with those questions being asked, and most importantly, understood it. I'd like to welcome everyone to The Friend Zone, which is your weekly look into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene. Because who in the hell wants a musty brain? I know I would not. Asante, I know how you doing. Hey, friend.
That's Dustin Ross.
Can I go? Can I just leave? Can I just, like, go home now?
So before we move forward, allow me to take a minute to congratulate my brothers because they are on an ascent. That needs to be documented on The Friend Zone.
Asante.
I did not download the pattern app for this.
No,
please,
congratulations
don't do this.
On the launch of If I Were a Rapper.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank y'all for being a part of it.
You got it out.
I know.
It's out.
I know.
It's the first episode.
You had your baby.
I listened to it. It was great. The visuals are highly received online. People are loving them.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Talk
it was
to
great.
Us. How you feel?
I'm glad it's out. So you know, there's a lot of silly that happens on this show, but you know, I'd be too damn high to keep a thought going.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had to go to a place where I could just be silly enough and insert thought here and have dumbass conversations with everybody. So you know, you're gonna be on. Dustin was just on.
Oh snap! We get to be on.
Yes, yeah, because you know, it's really about hearing from people that you don't really hear from and their perspectives on music. And we get to talk music on here for only so long. So I feel I bring you on,
it's an expansion.
Yeah. And then it's also going to be certain mashups. So, you know, I had Dustin and Fury on this week. So, you know, hopefully I can bring you on pretty soon with somebody.
I want to be on with XD.
You know what's funny? That's actually who I wanted to bring you on with.
My personal vote. Sorry to all our other friends.
That's actually who I wanted to pair you up with. I was going to do Crystal and Jay, and I was going to have you on XD. So that was perfect.
Boom.
All right. So, yes.
And Claude's here. I wish you could have recorded with him because he's in New York.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
that's
perfect.
And we was texting too. Wasn't even thinking about that.
See?
So, man.
Next time he comes, though.
Yeah. Shout out to Lewis York and shout out to the Shindellas doing their thing.
Yes.
You know,
the beautiful, talented, and media darling Shindellas. They've been so much positive press and coverage from like major outlets like Billboard. People are paying attention.
Yeah, so everything
shout out to the fucking
Shindellas that they're contributing to music in
this
landscape. I know, right? It all goes into what I'm doing with my new project. So it's dope to put out original content and you guys be a part of it.
Yay!
And it'd be well received. So look out for it. It's definitely
very well received.
It's definitely going to grow too. So you know, you guys are only getting a piece of what it is now. It's going to evolve over time into a lot of different cool things.
So stick with it, bitches.
Yeah. So yeah. Stick
Yay!
With it. And I'm going to drop music too at some point.
Which we've been asking for. So we're ready
for
that.
Which, you know, it's funny. I don't want to brag or nothing, but all that was like play. Like that was like quick. Let me do this.
Oh, he's letting you know that what you saw was light work.
Okay.
I mean, yes, honestly.
Talk your shit.
There's no praise like
self-praise. Especially if you're going to be a rapper, talk your shit.
That was just like, all right, let me just something good. And I'm not going to ever play those. They're like, I have been working. So there have been like records made. There's been shit being done. So it's
going
to evolve and I can't wait to
do very excited.
More shit with you guys.
Everyone that listens to The Friend Zone, please mosey on over and listen. Oh, first of all, tell them where they can find everything.
Yeah, so you can actually go to soundcloud.com/IFIWAR. The Twitter is the same, IFIWAR. If you go to the Instagram, it's @IfIWereARapper, all one word. So yeah, and then you can always add me @HeyAsante if you ever need help finding any of these links because I be messing things up, you know?
Yay.
So yeah.
That's wonderful.
Definitely listen up. There was I really liked the first episode because, you know, we had Alex on there and we talked about music and, you know, she's worked in music and I like talking to people that have like been part of the industry because I talk to a lot of those people just about like the music that I like because people, even Claude is always like, you know, what are you listening to?
Yeah.
So I'm always having a lot of conversations with people like that. So I want to like have more of those conversations on the forefront.
Yeah.
Along with some silly components to it because, you know, I'm silly as hell.
Absolutely.
But thank you so much. I love you both so much.
Twitch!
I love everything that we've done here.
Twitch! Switch! Motherfucker, right? This is 4-6.
You know what? I thought you were doing
like, you sound like Haiti Baby.
Who the fuck is that?
Have you seen that clip?
Yes, yes. But at first, I thought you were. There was like one of them car insurance commercials, and I can't remember how it goes, but they're like, something, something, yep. And it's like the black girl and the white girl and the.
Oh, yeah,
the
black girl. She'd be like, and yes, maybe just a touch of Tourette's.
He's doing wrong.
Here wigs. Terrence going, give him a breath.
What is this?
Why is. You don't know what this is.
What is that?
Who the fuck is IG?
Hold on, let me show you. Hold on.
Is it Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, okay, so you haven't seen the outfit today?
Of who?
Okay,
Nicki?
Let me.
What is
okay,
this?
Let me draw the boat right quick.
Somebody answer.
Wait, so we celebrated me. Thank y'all so much.
Wait, I'm not done. I'm not done.
I know,
done.
So I'm driving you back to where
was
you was.
Me.
We have to celebrate. Mr. I don't know what's going on right here in the corner.
Nicki Minaj.
Justin Ross, oh, who had an gosh. HBO ad.
Woo!
HBO partner,
HBO.
Excuse me.
Oh.
So
don't
this is
start.
What I need those of you listening to do.
That's premium channels.
We
premium
need
content.
You to go on Dustin's Instagram, which is at look at Dustin.
And look at Dustin.
Find the post. If I'm correct, it's the most recent post, right?
I don't have anything to do with this.
And we want you to comment. What should be the emoji, Asante?
It should be the fireball.
Okay, the fireball emoji. Find the fireball emoji and blast off in his comments so that HBO can be like, holy shit. And he can have more comments than anyone else that had an ad with HBO.
You guys are so sweet.
And that's how we keep money in our family's pockets.
Y'all are so
sweet.
You
guys have
Thank
the power
you.
To help us with that. So please do that. And congratulations, HBO
Yay!
Partner.
Thank you so much.
Yay.
Thank you. Everybody watch Jared Carmichael's home videos. The special was amazing. The nigga went to North Kakalaka. Talked to his family. The conversations were good.
Oh, nice. I've watched his stand-up. I think mm-hmm. he had one on Netflix that I watched. That was really good.
He just kind of takes him a minute to get to the words that he's going to say at the time. But it's like
that's so
it's
good.
Him. It's really good.
But it worked.
Yeah, it's good.
It
so
works.
Watch it.
It does work because I never yeah. really even noticed.
Mm-hmm. It totally works because he had me dead. His sense of humor is funny as hell.
It
well.
Is. Yeah.
So
Thank you,
check
fam.
That out. Support both of my brothers because they are out here doing great. And I just had to get that out the way. And Dustin Ross, you have a black business for us this week, huh?
I do. And it's actually two. The first one is called Minding Your Own. The second one that I want to direct your attention to is my girl Tina Fitt. So she hosts a really exciting, really lively spin class. It's geared towards African-American women. The music is always really, really upbeat. She has a great DJ and it's actually located in Queens. So this is something for my Queens in Queens.
Okay.
Anybody that wants to make it like a trip thing. She hosts these classes all the time and you can find her schedule on her Instagram account, which is actually _riding. So R-Y-D-I-N dirty, D-I-R-T-Y. And her name is Tina Fitt. The classes are held out in Queens, as I said, and the name of the studio is Macias Studio. It's 175-25 139th Road in Jamaica, Queens. So all my Queens in Jamaica, Queens, go holler at Tina Fitt. These classes are packed wall to wall. Everyone she has, very lively, very upbeat, great music. And she has high energy and Tina's body is like crazy.
Goals.
She's got a really beautiful daughter. And that's my homegirl. So Shatina, this is for you, girl. Everybody support her. It's _riding with a Y, R-Y-D-I-N, dirty, D-I-R-T-Y. My girl Tina Fitt. She's a certified cycle instructor, motivator, and inspirational speaker.
Yeah.
Okay, she wears good sneakers.
They see
she
me
loves
rolling.
Nike VaporMax. So that's my girl.
Dating.
Shout out to her in her spin class.
I love that we've been having like women's spin classes.
Absolutely.
That's
we're getting
really
into that.
Exciting.
physical component of our wellness intention every week.
You better call it an intention. Do y'all like spin classes? Have y'all tried one?
Love them. Me and one of my really great friends, Leroy Williams, who actually works for the New York Housing Authority. And he's always on New York One.
You've seen him.
You know Leroy. Yeah. So me and Leroy do Soul Cycle all the time. Yeah.
It'll whenever hurt you're your ready.
Crotch. No, I move it like over to the left a little bit. If I set everything over on one side, then the banana seat don't bother me. It just be over there.
Trying to catch me red and dirty. You know, my knees is just they bad.
Because I use the bike in the gym, you know, but when I see the spin classes like next door to where I sit, I'm like, they be going in. And it's a long class. It's like 45 minutes.
Like 40 minutes. And what I like about Soul Cycle, this is not an ad, let me be clear. But what I like about Soul Cycle is you can go on their website when you book your class and you can see who the instructors are, what sort of music they play.
To make sure it's aligned with
that you're comfortable
what's gonna get
with.
You hyped. Yeah.
Soul Cycle got me over the first hump of my breakup.
Really?
Hell yeah. I used to be in there sweating and staring at the red light from that exit sign. Thinking about life.
That's so
real. Thinking about life, dog.
I think I'm going to try it because I know we were talking about Harlem Cycle, which is near me. So maybe I'll pop in there.
I'll cycle it out.
Right? And just try it. I don't know. I'm like, can I freaking do it?
Try it.
Yeah, I'm going to try it.
So shout out to Tina Fit. Holler at her, y'all.
You made me think about trying it.
We should just all row one day.
I'm down.
What if we all just did a cycle? First of all, that would be hilarious.
Let's just rent bikes and go to Central Park.
All of us.
I'm down.
Well, I want to do that anyways, but I want to try the cycle class. Let's pick a day. Okay, we're going to do it, and then we'll report back.
We got to find somebody with the best playlist, because I can't think about what's going on.
I'm sure Harlem Cycle was probably popping. You know it's probably popping.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
Let's organize it. Yay. Okay.
Let's do it.
Back to the show. So I'm all like, yay.
Yay. Cycling.
So are you ready for the recap segment?
With my kneecap.
So last week's episode titled Curry Conversation was the Dustin Ross Takeover, where we shared our thoughts on Aisha Curry's Red Table Talk conversation with Jada Pinkett Smith, trying to figure out why the internet was set ablaze. And as always, you had a lot to say. So who stood out to you, Asante?
I want to give a shout out to Ariel, or maybe it's Ariel. You know, it's either or. I'm sorry about that. Tomato on the tomato. Anyway, she says, hi, I think y'all are right. People often want women, and especially Black women, to act and behave in very particular ways. If they don't behave, then they are labeled negatively. Her old tweet seemed like a reflection of that mindset. However, now it seems like the new version of her is questioning why, as a more conservative person, she doesn't get as much attention as people who are more sexually liberated. I often wonder if I have to be overtly sexual in order to be desirable by the masses. This is not just to be desired by men either. Sex sells to people of all genders. You're unconsciously attracted to people you feel a sexual desire for. You follow them on social media and like their posts and buy their work. It's a pretty privilege. It seems like she's probably battling with her desire to be conservative and still highly desirable. So I thought she shared some interesting points there.
What was the name of this person?
Ariel.
Oh, okay. Because mine was similar. So I'm like,
it ain't the one from The Little Mermaid, because she knew she was fine.
Okay.
Why did we do it at the same time?
Let me shut up, friend.
Why did we do that?
No, but for real, friend.
Keep singing.
Isn't it nice? What are they called again?
Up where they run, up where they stay in the sun. Why did we start so high? Look,
and then Pat LaBelle comes in.
Wish I could be.
And then they come in, just throw on the end.
Can I just say I love the fact that y'all know the fucking words?
What?
The Little Mermaid.
Look.
This just made my night.
Look, I'll kiss the girl. Hold on,
oh
wait.
Oh my God, there kiss so the girl. Whoa. Sha-la-la-la-la-la.
Man, The Little Mermaid was
probably outside of Aladdin. That's probably the only soundtrack that I know from top to bottom. Every song in that movie I can sing. I'm like, do we sing it in choir verse? Like, why do I know everything?
That's how I feel about the Waiting to Exhale soundtrack.
Me with the Love Jones soundtrack.
I should have left your ass 1,000 times.
Jesus. That was not on the soundtrack.
So yeah, that was not the Little Mermaid, but you know, thank you for writing in.
Wow, my face hurts.
What did you find in the SoundCloud streets, friend?
All right, so M.A. Logan said, I had to come to the SoundCloud streets for this one while you guys presented balanced and intellectual points. Thank you. I still couldn't sympathize with her. Aisha touts several privileges, with the main one being pretty privilege. In Black society, she was the coveted type, and now that privilege has been revoked due to her status in society, I feel everyone wants Black women to sympathize with her, but she hasn't with us. Also, I can't empathize with her insecurity conversations because there are women who struggle with physical insecurities that were forced upon them, like scars, cosmetic issues. I would also love for you guys to do an episode dissecting
pretty privilege.
A lot of P's there.
Pretty privilege.
So a lot of people were not here. Was that a booger on the table?
No, it's the tape.
No. I was finished. Man.
I was fucked up for a second. I was like, what the hell is
I'm
this?
I'm not even going to do it because that's going to throw us further off track. The boogers, that's where I draw the motherfucking line. I'm telling you right now.
Boogers, because they were sticky as hell. I was like, what the hell is that?
Oh, my God.
Today's going to be a funny show.
Like, when you pet an animal, and it's like, that don't feel right. Like, that consistency on my skin. Ooh.
This little motherfucker got mange. Why do you feel like Persian land?
Oh, my God.
What did you find?
That was it.
Okay.
Dustin Ross.
Hey, everybody. I would like to...
Can I get a popcorn?
Oh, here it is. I was looking for a specific tweet that actually came from friend of the show, none other than Andrea Maleficent,
The creator.
Infamous, legendary, and iconic internet sensation web series Got to Be Real. If you don't know, look it up and get familiar.
So iconic.
Yes.
And so talented, as the next clip is going to prove. She tweeted, listening to the voice of Daniel the Tiger from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood while looking at NeNe Leakes, with a picture of NeNe Leakes, and this is the clip.
Lady Elaine said that we couldn't go to school if we didn't know all the letters and all the numbers on these charts, and I've tried and tried to learn them, but I just can't, so I guess I can't go. And I wanted to go.
She sounds just like NeNe Leakes.
No, not for nothing. I hope she's secretly building up an arsenal for another show.
I just thought that was literally absolutely hilarious. And I have, that's it.
What?
It's the only tweet I have this week.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
We're keeping it short.
Okay.
That's right.
So you ready to jump into this week's episode?
I think I feel like springboarding. I guess.
So we are going to do a social media. Look at you. You're like...
Sorry, I just randomly had a Game of Thrones thought. That's why I was so stressed.
What happened?
Yeah, I don't know why. When I took that deep breath, it made me think about Arya going through all that bullshit and whether or not the Lannister...
Yes.
That shit was fucked up.
We gotta jump. Dustin, you don't watch Game of Thrones, right?
Mm-mm.
Damn,
I can't even finish the Thriller video. You think I'm finna watch some Demon Ice Dragon? Spitting ice fire, which how the fuck does that even work? How you get liquid frozen? I don't know, but he's doing. I'm like, what is he spitting? Liquor? What's going on? Like, how in the hell is that shit not freezing? So no, it's just too many variables for me to feel like nothing gonna touch my legs.
Well.
Next question. See ya.
Oh, Lord. Pray for us, y'all.
We're like a jukebox of memes and gifs. This is hilarious. Well, Dustin's his thing now is saying ciao. Yeah.
Ciao. That's it. I was trying to save it until I get to talking about what I'm going to talk about during the TV segment.
Oh, Lord.
You know, but I just want everybody to know.
Why did he text us and do the signature? Ciao.
Ciao. Ciao is my new period. Like fly out. Ciao.
You were so funny.
Ciao.
So a lot of changes are happening in social media, and obviously that's our turf. That's our territory. Those listening and those of us creating.
Twitter streets.
We're going to have to fight to get through this episode today.
Stop dead and child. I'm just imagining in the future when he hits my
child. Okay, that's it. Get out of here. Child. That's it.
But even the text, because it was like 7 in the morning, and he wrote, and then he's like, child at the bottom. I was like, Dustin, why do you have a signature?
That's my new thing. That's my new thing. I'll be telling motherfuckers, child.
Okay.
But he did the spacing between the text, so it was like at the bottom.
Child. I told y'all once, and if you'd like additional resources, feel free to let me know. Child. Ain't child funny.
I can't
funny.
Make it today. I can't make it today. Oh, my God. All right.
Say child, ain't you?
Y'all, please.
Okay, we back. All right. We black on.
Okay, you ready to have
That's
a show?
The problem.
Okay. So, were you guys on Tumblr at all? I know I used to
were
see
we?
Asante. I know I used to see Asante every once in a while.
Yeah,
I don't think you saw me on Tumblr, friend. Well, I've seen a lot of people on Tumblr. And oh, what a revelation.
Oh my God.
RIP to that Tumblr.
For real.
Well, this is what I wanted to bring up because, as you know, Tumblr, they're trying to restore it to its former glory.
What?
Where it was a haven known for adult content, right?
Oh, so.
Wait, hold on. It gets better. So, apparently, because of the adult content, it got banned from the Apple Store. That's really what pushed it to exactly. So they were like, okay, you know what? We got to cut this out because how are people going to reach the app?
Yes.
You know what I mean? So Verizon purchased it. But now Verizon is basically trying to get them off. They're just like,
we can't do nothing with this shit.
Apparently, the Wall Street Journal this week reported that Verizon is looking to offload, funny word, Tumblr.
Francesca.
Francesca.
Oh my God.
After failing to meet revenue targets. So Verizon wound up with Tumblr as part of its acquisition of Yahoo in 2017. Yahoo's doing well, but Tumblr is not. So here's the thing. Guess who wants to buy Tumblr?
I know the answer to this question.
Please answer
who?
Us.
Pornhub?
Yeah.
It is only right.
Yeah.
Oh, I think they like me when they heard me on the other one.
Yeah.
Look at this sentence. Obvious synergies between Pornhub and Tumblr, so funny to me to see that.
That's synergy. It's sinful energy. And that's what we want from Tumblr.
I mean, shit. That's what it's all about. Hokey pokey.
Literally put your right foot in. They
but
even doing
thing.
That on there.
But obviously outside of the adult content, how do you guys feel about that, first of all, adult content being shared on these sites? Do you think that's cool or no?
Well, Tumblr that's what it was known for. So we understood it.
Right.
And, it was an understood existence. So I feel fine with it there.
Right.
And you could also turn on all sorts of parental controls.
True.
Parent your motherfucking kids, you know what I'm saying, so that they don't run into it and let us run into it. I couldn't believe it. I said, we've been robbed.
Even if they just want to add it to like tumblr.com/X or something like that, and everybody can just go there to see all the dirty stuff, because I don't mind
it. Like a wing of
dirt. Yeah, because see me over here, you know, I try to consume responsibly when I'm on social media, but then when certain things pop up my timeline, it's a
Tumblr
rabbit hole.
Used to have me shook.
Exactly.
Because you'd be scrolling, especially if you were at work.
Out of nowhere, you see something,
a vagina,
a proud vag, Which is beautiful with all the pixels
attached to someone.
You'd be like, that's Chantel. You know what I'm saying?
And obviously, there's nothing wrong with a big vagina popping up by your screen.
But when you're at work, looks beautiful.
Exactly. You know, not the place. I've had times where my mom was sitting on the couch behind me, and then a woman sucking someone's dick would just scroll down, and I'd have to scroll really, really fast and hope she didn't save a bit. I'm like, oh my god.
There have been times I couldn't scroll fast enough. Okay, it didn't matter where I was going.
It should just
pop. It's like, woo! I was high with the follows that day.
When you just be like, well, why are you looking at my phone anyway?
That's your only defense.
Your only defense. But I do think it'd be interesting if Pornhub kind of rescued them,
please,
from their financial crisis and also restore it to its former glory, like the article said. I mean, I'm trying to look for what they said. There was a huge. Let me see.
I bet I can fill in the blank.
Oh my god!
Well.
You talking about you looking for what they said.
This is it. Tumblr lost 16% of its web traffic only in the month following the announcement, which is wild. Like, that's how many people were like, I'm not fucking with this site now.
I didn't know they lost more than that.
and then all the porn came over to Twitter. You notice it's been pretty intense on there. So I mean, I don't know. I remember Tumblr was where we would share like natural hair inspo. Like the fitness girls were really heavy on there, sharing their workouts and like
all
before
the memes.
And after pictures. All the memes, I feel, really got their fire.
Low key, if you was really on it, you could get like music uploads and leaked videos.
People would do
like,
their mixtapes and links. And
Tumblr was the hot thing to do and go for everywhere you wanted to get digital.
It's so real. I actually got my start on Tumblr. I was one of the first influencers who used it as a blog platform. Mm-hmm. So I didn't use it just as a place to circulate images, but I actually had, shout out to Chris Did It. She designed my Tumblr. So from the outside, it looked like a regular blog, but then internally through the feed, it was just a Tumblr feed. So that was really awesome.
Still
once
working
they,
with
like,
your MySpace clock. I see you.
So a lot of people, like we all kind of started using the platform. I never monetized it, obviously, but it was just a good way to kind of start conversation and building community for a lot of us, especially in the natural hair scene. That was like a huge place for us to come together and congregate over each other's hair and skincare. So, I mean, it did change a lot. Then I feel like Tumblr got super political, right? Then
well,
it was like,
yeah,
got
you
really,
would see
really
all
political.
Of that. And it started getting political in an extreme sense.
Absolutely.
And so that kind of changed the tone of like even being on the platform anyway. But porn saved that because after it got big in the natural hair community, it got big in the pubic hair community. And that's when Pornhub really took off. So I, you know, they're taking everything we love.
But the thing about the ban, let's take it back to the ban. The problem with the ban, outside of obviously censorship, but it was also banning the most random shit. Like they sent me an email with all the stuff they had banned from my blog. And it was like a picture of someone in a bathing suit or someone who they were naked, but you couldn't see anything. It was just like more on the artistic side, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, or even someone's shoulder, like someone had like one of those off the shoulder shirts that kind of was like low enough where obviously it would look like she's naked, but she's not. You can tell she had a shirt on. So, you know, obviously they were using artificial intelligence to create the ban, which
like
I don't,
some sort of algorithm or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, like they created an algorithm and that's how obviously things fell through the cracks and people have been pissed because their content is being banned. That is not adult content whatsoever.
I wonder how they roll these algorithms out, because even when YouTube started doing that shit, when they would like search for audio content, it's so weird how like before they would mute the whole damn video or sometimes just mute portions of the video. But it's like, what are these algorithms that y'all are using? Because sometimes they be dead wrong. And they just
sometimes,
be like...
Sometimes, a lot of times.
And they just be like, oh, thanks for letting us know. And it's like, what? Y'all wasted my time. Like, why did y'all do this shit to me?
Well, Tumblr's algorithm, they changed the T in Tumblr to a cross.
Oh, my God.
That's why they took everything fun off of there. Like, period. Like, it's no longer a T, it's a cross.
Because it's annoying that I can't even scroll through certain Tumblrs unless I'm logged in. And then sometimes when I'm logged in, it'll ask me to log in again, but instead of typing my password, it's like email a magic link. And I'm like, what? I was just logged in and now you're trying to email me some shit. And my shit kept getting hacked with them white bitches. I don't know what it was.
Oh, I remember.
Someone keeps posting these white bitches on the Tumblr. So I just gave up on that shit.
And Asante would be, who I thought was Asante, would be posting these white women. I'd be like, okay, Asante.
Do you know how many times I deleted them bitches? And then, okay, when I'm not being pro-black, I'm being pro-white.
But you can't lie. That shit was funny.
And, but people kept hitting me up.
To people that didn't know. Like, he really loves white women. That's beautiful.
So then people, and what's even funnier about that, people that are like straight dudes will hit me up and they'll be like, yo, I don't know what it is with you and these white girls, but they're not the wave, dog. And I'm like, what? And so then I'm looking at the summer like, oh, no, this is not, what? Because I kept deleting them and then they just kept getting hacked. And I'm like, y'all can have this damn Tumblr. I don't even want this shit.
So the first weed page was a clip in. Is that what you're saying?
An extension, yes.
But low key, I wonder who was hacking your page or thought it would be funny to just post white women.
Friend, I'm being hacked left and right. I told you my PlayStation, they be hacking my camera. My Twitch login be coming back. It be like, login successful from Jakarta. And I'm like, Jakarta? I would like to, but never been. Like,
and I'm glad you brought up YouTube because that's another thing that they were trying to censor, like fiery conversations that were like, you know, too sexual in content. They were trying to censor cursing. I mean, they had like a list of things that were now censored. And like you said, the algorithms are what they used, artificial intelligence, to create those censors. But as always, things fall through the cracks. People were complaining because then they were censoring trans communities from speaking out about their, you know, documenting their journeys. They were censoring because, quote unquote, that fell under like sexual conversations. Right. You know, it's just like,
wow.
And then I remember even a lot of the refugees that were in different war-torn countries sharing their situations as well and kind of like finding that as an outlet to let people know what's happening around the world. Because obviously the news that we listen to on TV is biased.
Right.
And they're going to share what they want. So YouTube is that way to get like real-time news. They were being banned as well because it was viewed as like too political. So I don't know. These algorithms are getting tricky.
Well, it can get really unethical really quickly.
Super quickly.
Censorship in general. And I know YouTube, they were also demonetizing a lot of people's videos.
Absolutely. Like,
and that's critical. That cripples a lot of people because that's how they make their money. So I just think it's really fucked up. They can't do shit about what I'm saying on here, though.
Okay, so I hate to beat a dead horse.
No, please.
But since we're talking about algorithms, can I just tell you, I will forever hate the algorithms that took the things coming in time.
Chronological order, like, off of your feed.
Instagram.
Why was that? Like, that's just 101. Like, just give it back to me. Just give me the option to just be, to look at my current timeline. Like, it's a timeline. I don't want to see, in case you missed it.
3 days ago. You're like, bitch, it's Tuesday.
I've literally missed this shit. And you could have showed it to me when I logged on that day, but you didn't. Why did you do this to me?
It's funny you say that because today I literally filled out, you know how they always put the little ad up there that says, you know, we're offering a short survey.
Uh-huh.
Could you do it? Oh, I took it today.
And
when they asked me, what do you want changed? I put, bring back chronological order in all caps with an exclamation point so they knew I meant it.
But help me understand, what does that do for the platform? Like, how does that help exactly? What did they say was the purpose of not having chronological timelines?
I'll tell you what it's not. It doesn't benefit me when they show me these things out of order because they're not picking, in my opinion, the most important things. They're not picking the most engaged things. Or like, so it's odd to me when I see the certain mix of things that are being shown to me on Twitter and in Instagram. Because then I go back and look at like Beyonce, I had to turn her notifications on, which, you know, why would I not do that?
Right.
But then there are certain other people I follow, like Lil Uzi, and I'll see shit way later and I'll be like, this is someone, I like his pictures all the time. Why would you just not show me this on any given day? Like,
and there are people that I feel like I never see on my feed.
And you've known them forever.
And because someone was talking to me about someone, a friend of ours that's publishing a book soon. And I was like, how did I miss all of this? Like, I literally missed the whole journey. And then when I went on her Instagram, mind you, I'm following it, I never saw any of the posts. And that was so weird to me. I had to like go all the way back hella weeks. Obviously, we all know that the algorithms are tricky. Like, they promote certain accounts more than others. I don't know what the, you know,
logic
science
is behind, yeah,
behind who they choose.
But it sucks.
It's a popularity contest, we all know. And actually, you just segued into my next one, which is the conversation about Instagram.
I did that on purpose.
I know, that was just so organic. So they're testing hiding our likes.
Oh, I was about to say they're about to make it Apple only again. I was about to say, yes. They're about to take it off the Android store.
I was reading CNN Business and they had an article about it. And it says, what is Instagram without likes? Some users are about to find out. So apparently on Tuesday, the Facebook-owned photo sharing app announced it is running a test in Canada starting later this week. Which means it's already happening.
They got a test in Canada.
I know, with the nice folk, that hides the total number of likes on photos and videos. Those likes would show up as hearts on the app, will be removed from the main feed, the permalink pages, and the profiles. So while followers won't be able to see the number of likes a post has received, obviously you, the owner, still can. Mm-hmm. So you'll have access on the back end, but those of us that follow you will have no idea how many likes your picture just garnered. Mm. And Dustin and I were arguing about this. We disagreed, which I love. I'm like, yes, let's disagree on the show. But they're saying that they're testing this because we want your followers to focus on the photos and videos you share, not on how many likes they get. That's what the Instagram spokesperson said. Mm-hmm. The news was announced at a developer conference in San Jose, and they're saying that this will help people that are having social esteem problems, literally self-esteem problems, and for young people's mental health. Because a lot of the young kids, I was actually watching a documentary on Netflix, I think it was called Social Animal. I don't know if you guys have caught it. And it's interviewing like middle schoolers and high school kids and talking to them about social media and how it affects them. And it really is messing with them. Like, really, like they were so passionate about the importance of a picture garnering more than 100 likes and just like how it messes with their mental health. And they get very depressed if they feel like their picture isn't doing as well as like someone else in their class. And
Dang. They
said the scariest thing is when you and your friend post the same picture, but your friend's like, you know, your friend gets more likes than you do. And, you know, they're young. Remember when you were young, all this stuff really meant the world to you.
Mm-hmm. Wham, wham, wham. Bitch, I'm the baby. I don't care about none of them damn crocodile tears.
Oh,
suck it up,
God,
and tough it up. And put an age limit on that shit. Do it for accounts. Fuck that, man. Do it for accounts for people that are 18 and under.
Okay.
And make it a choice for people
That's
from
fair.
18 to 21. After, if you can gamble, you can handle. So let's say make it so 18 and under, do that for them. Since you parents can't do your job and teach your children and normalize social media. I hate even saying that, social media, but normalize it for your kids. You know it's a part of the world they live in. You know it's a big deal for them and it wasn't a big deal for us. So normalize it. Of course, let them have an Instagram, but teach them that that shit doesn't define their value and their self-worth. And put your kids in fucking programs and sports and athletics and academic after-school activities to teach them that sort of value and self-confidence and instill that some sort of self-worth in them so that they don't give a fuck about Instagram and still buy them cute clothes to post on the gram. That's what you do. Why would I care about you feeling some kind of way that your friend got more likes than you did? I wish my baby would tell me, well, my friend got more.
Dustin,
you know, get your ass in there, dry your goddamn face off. What the fuck is wrong with you?
But they feel like it would result in users posting more authentic content that feels less pressure on the platform. Don't front. Tell me that there have not been times where you have doubted posting a picture because you were like, I don't know if it's good enough for Instagram.
Yeah, but it does. Isn't that a self check on good you're doing with your posts?
But that's still kind of
silly. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
So
okay.
So I hear you on that last part, but I think I don't have that, and it's really because I just don't like to post. I just don't post in general, really. But it's because back when I used to post on Instagram, it's because I used to post anything and everything. Like, I was treating Instagram like it was, like I was a fucking uncle or some shit. Like, I would take pictures of half of a text message that was making me laugh and post that shit on Instagram. Like, those days. But, like, now that the
That's
dog
what
days...
That's supposed to be.
Well, the dog days are over, really, because a lot of people, like, some people dedicate their whole accounts to memes, but some people dedicate their whole accounts to, like, fashion. So I think when you're looking at it from a younger lens, because as an adult, I can kind of look at it and separate and be like, oh, okay. Like, I use this to either be inspired or keep up with my friends or whatever. But when I think about young kids who literally go to school, they go home, they play video games, and they climb on the social ladder on Instagram, like, I could see how that could really fuck with some kids. But it's because it's instant gratification. Like, it's Instagram. So they instantly think that they need that validation to succeed in life now, but they don't even realize that a lot of people that are making these lifestyles or showing those lifestyles on Instagram is either business or because they really are living that life and they're having fun. Like, there are a lot of things that go behind it versus trying to look like something. So I think it's just really important that when we are navigating social media as adults, that we're being more responsible. So I kind of like the whole idea of them hiding the numbers because it kind of puts the fun back into it. Like, for me, I instantly thought I'm probably going to like more photos knowing that not everybody gets to see that I like the goddamn photo, because that's the thing too. Like, people will see like, such and such like this, like, what's going on? Or like, try to make them little connections. It's like, why are you doing all that? Like, but now you can like it in a person that you like the photo, they've seen it, and that's just them.
And that's
between
all that
y'all.
Matters.
Yeah.
All for your digital flirtation.
Well, yeah,
so y'all care about that. Not y'all care about that, but I don't care. If I want to like a picture, I don't give a damn that somebody else saw that I liked it. You know what I mean? I would just like it. And I guess that's just how people are different. What that you wanna talk about Instagram playing games with people? You wanna know how they play me? True story on God. This ain't no QTNA.
What they do?
You know how Instagram sometimes will like just unfollow people from their account or whatever? That's what we need to figure out and fix. Guess whose account they unfollowed from my page?
No.
Yes.
From your page? Who?
My ex.
Oh, no.
The one person that you don't want to feel like you know what I'm saying? Well, you don't want to communicate that to them that you know what I'm saying? My Instagram unfollowed my ex and he unfollowed me.
Of course, because he was like, well, I mean, it was like that.
Maybe that's just what it does, and maybe that's how it was supposed to happen or whatever. But can you fucking believe, like, of all
people?
Damn,
no, I know.
So, like, dog.
Ooh, I would have been so mad.
Wasn't nothing I could do. I just stood in there. I said, we'll be all right with God help. And I just had to stand in it.
Oh my God. So
when they fix that kind of shit, then you can talk to me about my friend got more life. I don't give a damn about that. They're causing real life issues, okay?
But think about how grown we are and we spend enough time on Instagram. So for them to be children, they have way more time to be on Instagram and to think about these things and to get stuck in that.
You're right. And I see even like I've gone on a couple, you know, trips with campaigns where you travel.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so
you did.
Get to
Switzerland.
So you get to interact with different influencers and see how social media integrates into their day to day. You know, like you get a really close picture of it. And I did see a lot of the young women I was with and the young men too. They would have a perfect picture, like beautifully shot, and not post it if it didn't fit the curation of what the next picture should look like. Like if the lighting or coloring didn't match. Mm. And I remember thinking, you're not going to post that beautiful ass picture that made you happy because it doesn't fit the curation. Like that to me is when it starts getting a little bit intense. You know, when you're like genuinely not posting things that make you happy. Hmm. So when I think of that, in an ideal world, it's like, oh, everybody should just, you know, figure it out. But it is affecting people. It's making them bonkers.
That's bad. And it's bad for society overall.
It is.
For real, it's bad for society because that's how we end up with people like you know who that's in the you know what right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a nut who's only ego driven. And there's never been anything to counteract that. Yes, it's human nature to have certain insecurities or to feel, you know, affected by certain praise or lack thereof. Hey, Aisha.
Oh, my God.
But, you know what I'm saying? Your job as a parent, if you shot it in and they pushed it out, your job as the parent, okay, is to say, listen here. this is not what you find your source of value from. You're a person who is worth this X, Y, Z. And then if you have a parent, if you have a child today, I feel, now I don't have any kids, so maybe it's not my place, but guess what? I'm saying it anyway. So like, I think that if you have kids today, in today's world, you have an obligation to reinforce that sort of, those confidence building elements in their lifestyle so that they don't seek that from their social media presence.
It's true.
You have to work harder to curb that, since you know that kids are affected by all that shit now, and you see the adverse effects of that later on in their life. They grow on and they are emotionally immature and very ego driven, and it causes problems in their other areas of their lives, their work, their school. They become difficult people to be around, and it's just bad.
Yeah, and it changes their brain. Like, it changes their neural pathways.
I want my likes.
He said, I want my likes.
Fuck y'all. You know, it's not y'all, but fuck y'all. You know what I'm saying?
The psychology professor at Northwestern University said, in a way, the likes give you the same kind of hit that a gambler gets at a slot machine.
Bitch, please.
It's true, though.
How the hell? What?
It chemically, the rush jackpot that you feel when your picture does well, you feel like, yeah, like it's a rush.
If you,
you have to admit,
let me
that
stop,
because
it's
going to
look like I'm being anti, but I'm not. How you going to tell me I'm supposed to feel like a gambler? You know what I'm saying? I love to gamble. You know what I mean? But how you going to tell me I'm supposed to feel like a gambler because my picture, and what is a picture doing well anyway? Like.
I mean, everybody has a number that to them, if it surpasses that, you're like, oh, this picture did well. Y'all are fronting. Y'all
legit, it's a task. And you know who can attest to this? Alex. It's a task to make me put shit up nowadays, because I just be like, I don't even feel like being positive with the internet.
But, I mean, hello, who are you talking to? I so just now, my first post of the year, like a
so
month
for
ago.
Me, it was beautiful. Okay. And it did.
Exactly.
He's sitting in zero. Exactly. But this is the thing. For me, because I am aware of the way that it affects your neural pathways, I create that balance for myself. So I'm not the kind that will be posting consistently. Funny enough, I posted 3 times this week, which was like surprising. Everyone was hitting me up like, oh shit, you're really on Instagram. I'm like, yeah, I don't know where that came from. But it's because I wanted to post what I wanted. Like, I had sneakers from Nike, my new haircut. Like, I had a campaign with GoDaddy. So it was like things that I needed to post for work, and then things that I just felt were cute. And I want to get into the habit of that anyway, of like posting things that might appear random, like they're not curated or branded or even perfectly shot. Because the picture I posted of the sneakers, Claude took that with my phone, like, and it was dark. I had to edit the shit out of it because I was like, at least let me make it half presentable. But it wasn't like a street shoot with Justin, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who does my pictures? Like, it was just really a flyby situation, and I want to feel comfortable posting that, even if it's not like the best quality. But it's like, whatever, it's a cute picture.
To me, that's the integrity of your account.
Yeah,
like when you can have for and now I'm speaking about people who do use Instagram as a business tool,
right?
That those are
Which
the people I'm speaking
do.
For. Because not every, like we do, you know what I'm saying? And I think that our perspective is a little bit different because of that.
Right.
So I think it's great that like you have the balance of being able to use it as a work tool, but also
as a play tool.
And being completely yourself, completely expressive on there. To me, that is where the authenticity of your account lies.
Right.
And it does enable you to then use it and to make branded sponsored posts, because people believe that it's really how you feel and it's your authentic voice. That's important.
Yeah.
So once you lose all that, once you start posting to satisfy certain shit, you've already lost the lifeblood of your account anyway.
Yeah,
so
it's true.
I always think about whenever people I know always say it, but they're always like, it's just the internet. But it's really not just the internet no more, especially like with trolls all over the place. Like, it's hard for people that don't know how to just log the fuck off to really navigate. And a lot of people get caught up like easily. Like you can easily log off, but sometimes you can easily just send this response and then they say something stupid back. So I'm going to just reply one more time. But, oh, well, let me just get them together. Right. Like, it's easy to get caught up in a lot of that shit. And so some people don't remember, like, this person really don't even affect my day to day, let alone the next 2 or 3 minutes. So I'm actually going to just go mute this and keep it pushing. But there are certain people that will get caught up in not only responding, but like all of the attention that that gets. And, you know, then they'll always follow up a tweet with a damn follow me on IG. And I'm like, what? Like, you retweeted something funny and then you're going
to
put like, follow me.
I have nothing to promote here. Yeah. But here's my SoundCloud. Yeah. First of all, can we talk about that?
Please, let's go.
When a tweet goes viral and then the next tweet is, here's my, you know, SoundCloud and follow me on Instagram. I'm like, no one's going to follow you on Instagram off of that. I'm assuming they're not. But it also, you look insane.
Like, what are you talking about?
It looks like an automated tweet at this point because everybody does it.
It's almost like it asks you, it's like, hello, your tweet has reached more than 100 plus likes. Would you like to add?
Put down your SoundCloud.
Right. It's like, no, what are you doing?
And then the worst is when they keep going. So it'd be like a thread of tweets of theirs where they're like, oh, and follow my brother because he makes t-shirts on his tweet. You're just like, bro, get off.
Oh, but if you're in the Etsy too, we got a shop there.
I hate the original tweet now. You know what I'm saying? The singer. No, I'm just playing.
We love
Charlene Keys. Yes. Don't get me. I'm just playing. That's a play on words.
But it's a good conversation about people who have a hard time separating their real life from social media. Because I have seen conversations this week about bullies online where someone was saying that they think that's stupid. They're like, just turn your fucking phone off. No such thing as an online bully.
And you know what? And that's just Twitter, right? I can't, this has never happened to me, but I've literally witnessed, shockingly and surprisingly, people arguing on Instagram Live. Like, they'll, like, accept people, and then they'll be arguing. And
oh,
like,
my God. Some of those that's the new FaceTime.
Right, friend. Right.
Literally.
But the thing is, they'll, like, pick people that are talking shit in the comments. Like, you talking shit? All right.
Come do it on my live.
And then they'll, like, literally... I've seen this before and thought it was, like, funny videos, certain things, but people really be doing that shit. And I'm like, what are y'all doing? Like, sometimes it's funny depending on who it is, but then other times it's like, I don't follow you for this. Like, this is not what's up.
It's people really that need love and hugs and attention and have cravings for it. And unfortunately, they're getting that gambler slot machine hit through Instagram stories and lives and likes. And it's like Dustin said, if you don't fulfill that outside of social media, you're going to find it in social media. I even feel that way with people who want to argue with you about everything. You could tweet something and then they're underneath like,
okay.
And you're just like, ho, wherever you feel powerless in your real life, don't bring it over here.
Yeah. Especially if I started off with, in my opinion.
Oh, God. No. The worst is, I love you and everything, but just leave it at the love. You ain't got to say nothing.
I don't even have to fuck with you. So my thing is, I use it because I feel that sometimes the urge, even though I only respond with like jokes, you know what I mean? That's because I discipline myself for that. Because of course I'll be willing to cuss the motherfuckers out. You know what I'm saying? But I force myself not to. And so I just think that's a good thing for people to start doing because it just, you look dumb, number one, arguing on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. There's no point. People argue to get their point across. We're just doing it for what purpose at this point? To see who can say the most sensational thing to the other one. And then what are we going to do?
Yeah.
I've always had problems with authority. So sometimes I just got to get that little petty in. Like, I always got to talk myself out of it. I'm like, just mute and keep it moving. But then I'm like, but just say this right. It's like, no, don't do that. I always tell myself, don't be Nicki Minaj. But
yeah,
it's like, just don't be petty. I'd be fighting that little petty spirit because it's really not worth it.
And it comes out. I mean,
yeah,
we're
you
human.
Can't help it.
People will tweet me things and they'll be like, you were wrong about this and that. And it's like, listen, you could tell me that I'm wrong. I'm not always going to be right in everything that I think or say or even share. Research might be wrong. I may have gotten the wrong name of this. Fine. But it's the delivery where sometimes I'm like, the way you were doing the Nicki voice. I be feeling that way on Twitter sometimes because y'all be talking to me
crazy
in ways that I'm like, why do you even feel comfortable? I would never talk to you like that. And why do you feel comfortable talking to a human like that? Like, it just blows me sometimes.
Why do you feel comfortable talking to yourself like that? Because I'm not responding.
That too.
So
to the point of humans, I don't see myself talking to certain, like, people that I love and adore. Like, even Beyonce, like, when people be like, bitch, you did, like, I could never... ever talk to her like
it
that.
It blows me sometimes.
So I should be like, damn, just chill out. Like, just think this through before you hit send.
And I get playfulness.
I get that.
Like, when our episodes were messed up the past couple weeks, you know, people would be in my comments like, bitch, what mm-hmm. the fuck, you know? And I, to me, that's funny. I can take a joke.
I just hit Ari Lennox with the bitch earlier today.
It has to be funny. And that's the thing. It has to be funny or else I'm going to find it rude. That's like the thin line for me. But what I will say about the conversation about bullies, I think it's a little bit unfair to tell people to just get off of the internet. There is an element that you can control. Obviously, you can delete the app if it's too much or if it's overwhelming. But bullies do translate into real life a lot of the time, especially for these kids. Mm. A lot of the bullying stems from what they're dealing with in the cafeteria, in the hallways, in the bathrooms, in the classrooms, and then they kind of trickle over into social media. So you can avoid it all you want, but it follows them all day. And I think that that's what's so scary about school bullying. I've been watching a lot of docs about it because I'm just like, how do we fix this? And I know it's going to start with the parents.
Yeah.
You know, they're the ones that have to work with their kids to feel like, where are you deficient in our relationship that you are taking it out on someone else? And I think those are conversations that aren't happening with the caretakers. But in the meantime, it's happening and it's really bad. You know?
I just don't understand why, because that's a decision you make. Like, I have little cousins that are in high school that have Instagram accounts. You know what I mean? And even when they sneak and go live in class.
Oh, my God. I
go
on
there and be laughing like, if you don't get your ass off here. And they be cracking up. But, you know, to me, if you allow your child to have an account like that, then you have an obligation, again, to have a conversation with them about how to navigate that space.
Right.
The same conversations you're going to have with your kid about them being at school and fostering relationships, building relationships, and also handling bullying and things like that they may encounter. You just have that same sort of conversation with them about online shit.
Yeah.
What's the problem? Like, to me, how does it always end up going so far? That's something that you can work with your kid to control the moment that you say it's okay to have this. You monitor them. You have their passwords. You stay on top of it. If you're an overbearing parent, oh, well, let them call you that. But you don't want the opposite to happen, which is them to fall victim to a really shitty situation online. So you handle it. You manage it. You parent them. With the absence of that is how these kids end up getting in these really sticky situations. And then it fucks it up for people like us because now they want to take our damn likes. I ain't bully no motherfucking body. You know
so you're
what I'm
really
saying?
You're really against
he really
it.
Completely against it.
That's so funny. I'm and pro, you, look, you're for look, it.
I'm pro like.
Oh my God.
I'm here for it. Honestly.
I'm a pro liker.
I'm here for it.
It makes me scared
to have
kids.
I love the idea of balancing the playing field where it's like, yeah, influencers, we make money off of these likes. Everybody knows that. The bigger your profile, the bigger your check. It's how it is. But there is an element of it that I like because I do think it'll restore the original point of Instagram. Remember, it used to be for photographers. Mm-hmm. It was for them like a platform to share their portfolios. And I do like the idea of people sharing more pictures that they actually like.
They gonna hide the follower count too?
I don't think so.
Fuck, which way is up? Because that's another meter. That's another number that you gauge worth by. Take it all. You shouldn't be able, if you're going to take that, if we're not going to see monetary value, you should see my name and my posts.
What if they say,
that'd
okay,
be cool. That's it. Right, I would love that.
Okay, take the follower count then.
It's like a website then. Take it that all. Sound cute.
Even as someone who uses it for business, I would be totally cool with that.
I'm grown. So I ain't worried about the shit. Handle, police, manage, parent that segment. I
but
told
you know
you,
why?
Put a
it's because it's silly
it.
That it was created in the first place. That's how I feel. It's silly that we have to be like, do you like a picture? Who cares if you like it? View it, and that's that.
It's the evolution of the Facebook poke. It was pointless.
The poke.
Like, the poke was pointless, so, like, the likes really are pointless. The comments are pointless, so when you be arguing with the trolls, it's pointless.
It's psychologically created to make you obsessed with the site. It's science. That's all it is. They figured out how to tinker with your brain and the chemicals in a way that'll make you addicted to their app so that their ads will get more hits and the app itself will make more money. It's a business model that fucks with your emotions. That's why I'm like totally okay. Do I think this is going to happen? I don't, honestly. I think what's going to happen is they're going to try it.
Better not happen.
And people will be mad. you know, sometimes when they're mad, they won't. There's certain things like they'll be like, they're like, be mad and they won't fix it. Like the chronological timeline thing, they have not fixed that. But I think this is one of those things where the backlash is going to be so big.
Like when they did that left to right swiping.
Yes, remember that shit lasted like an hour.
It's like, bitch.
But I think this one is not going to stick. I think enough, especially like higher powered or they call it macro influencers are going to speak up against it. Celebrities, come on. You think they want to be on an even playing field with our asses?
Right. Let it stick and watch how fast I turn into Monique on y'all ass. I'm going to be right in my next post like, hey, my loves. I'm asking y'all to stand with me. Till we get our likes back. Fuck this shit. We going to Twitter. Okay.
You are so silly.
I love us for real. Ciao.
No, my God. The chow.
Yo, you're killing me today. And then, okay, so Dustin's on his own on that one. Right. Me and Asante over
here. Have you
here.
Seen Monique on, you know, I'm so sorry that I'm doing great. This to you. Did you see Monique actually on the Childish Gambino?
Yeah.
Yeah, little video.
Did you watch
did.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
No, because it was so many of them, but I watched that a couple. Shit,
they were all so funny to me because Monique was just riffing in each one. And I was like,
she
all
right. She was being Monique that we love.
It was awesome of him, too, that you her. I thought
absolutely.
That was really cool.
Yep. That's one of the things that was able to give her that validation she needed so she ain't got to be worried about people seeing her likes.
Oh
see what
God,
I'm talking about? Fortify a hoe. That's all you got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Fortify a hoe.
And then lastly, the third and final one, our old friend Facebook. They are going to...
Hey, Facebook.
Because we did Tumblr, we did Instagram. Doing? Let's talk about it, Facebook. So Facebook will be adding... Are you ready?
Are you ready?
They're rolling out Facebook dating. They're going to integrate
Tinder
into the platform because they're trying to move away. You know how Mark Zuckerberg has been under fire because of the fake news and the Russian bots. So he is trying to figure out a way to restructure the site so it moves away from the news feed structure. He wants it to be slowly, gradually move over to more about private messages and the groups. So it's more about the social interaction than it is about, you know, articles and posts and the feed structure. So with that, he's bringing in what he's calling Facebook dating, where you'll be able to opt in to discover potential matches. I'm reading this on Forbes.com, by the way. Potential matches within your Facebook communities, including events, groups. Why did y'all both laugh at that same part? Friends
the
of
first lie.
Friends of friends. These features are actually already available in Colombia, Thailand, Canada, Argentina, Mexico, the Philippines, Brazil, Peru. They actually list a ton of them.
I need Detroit to be available now so I can be activated.
And they also have a second feature on top of that that's called Secret Crush. And this is the feature.
Honestly, but
hell no. Right. Hell no.
Wait, listen. This feature was created after receiving feedback about how users saying that they believe there's an opportunity to explore potential romantic relationships within their own extended circle of friends. So if you choose to use Secret Crush, you can select up to 9 of your Facebook friends who you want to express interest in.
What this is all think? Stupid, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why it's stupid.
I'm good.
I'm going to tell you why it's stupid.
I'm good, love, and joy.
You can
enjoy.
Do everything that they just said right now in the current interpretation of Facebook, right? You can do all that shit. All this does is add some guidelines and rules to make people feel safe doing it or comfortable doing it or not make them feel like, you know, they're really putting themselves out there doing it because now we apply to this and this is what we're supposed to do because we're here. So all this shit, it's like they keep
like
sucking out one by bit by bit by bit. They keep sucking out people's natural ability to just stand on their own. This is creating another element for them to lean on. And it just weakens everybody to me. It's so stupid. If you want to flirt, send a motherfucker a message. That's all you got to do. Or
send a nigga a text message.
Dustin, you know you're so charming.
I don't think
you
it's got
the words.
Thank you.
But I don't
you
think
know
what
to do
say.
With that, friend.
You have pretty privilege.
I definitely
you
don't.
Can
I'm
send
ugly
a
to the motherfucker. But let me tell
people
you.
People be like, oh my God, it's Dustin Ross.
Let me tell
me
you
up.
This
not
right here.
Not everybody has that.
And everybody don't need that Facebook is talking about. You need to literally sit with yourself and say to yourself, self, I need this and I'm going to go after this and I'm going to get it. You shouldn't feel, this could get really deep. I've had conversations about like different organizations that people, you know, attach themselves to in life that I feel like kind of set up some comfortable boundaries for them, which is why they feel like they can judge other people because they're living according to a certain like moral code or whatever the fuck. This to me is the same principle in theory. Like, this creates rules for a part of life that makes a lot of people uncomfortable because there are really no rules outside of naturally, like, you know, safety issues and general decency. You know what I mean? But outside of that, there's no like gauge. There's no way to meter, you know, if you're doing this properly to get this end result. You just kind of have to go with the feeling and meet people and foster a connection with them, you know? And this like removes that.
Yeah.
And it's unhealthy to me. It's unhealthy. So I get like, it's fun, whatever. If you're just using it, I guess to use it. But when this becomes the way that you accomplish your dating activity, and when this becomes the means that you use to have a
interaction.
Like that's when it gets tricky to me. So
I hear you. I agree. But I also try to be fair of people's interpersonal relationships. Not everyone feels comfortable. Not everyone has access to as many people as we do. Right. We step outside right now and can meet anybody. There are people who live in farms where the next human isn't for 20 miles away. Or they weren't raised.
That's what Farmville is for.
Or they weren't raised socializing, you know, or socialized, or people are shy, or maybe they had shitty childhoods, so they're like
all that
awkward.
Shit existed,
you know,
before
you just
Facebook.
Never know. Totally, I get it, but I do think it's cute. I personally think it's cute. I feel like you're online, you might as well jump on in.
With child, honey.
Now, while it's not for me, I do see it being beneficial.
You think it's beneficial?
Yeah, while it's not for me, I do see it being beneficial.
You know, obviously you're not going to see me on Facebook dating.
Well, just because I don't get on Facebook no damn way. So it's like, y'all really? Yeah, like, y'all don't even know what I like no damn more.
On there.
So yeah. Like, I think there are people that they spend a lot of time on Facebook and they share a lot of opinions on Facebook because those threads, you know, like on Twitter, you only have so many characters, but on Facebook, you can go for days with all your
they
damn
be
opinions.
Funny as hell on Facebook.
Man, they be going on Facebook and that's, I'd be exhausted. I'm like, ooh, not an essay. But other people, they might match up with some of them people and they can look at some of the content and decide from there.
Yeah, you might as well.
Because a lot
if
of,
over there.
Because for me, I don't like knowing a whole lot about you before meeting you, but for some people, they like to filter through that way and get it out, get it going. Like, oh, they feel this way about politics or they feel this way about that. Like, but I do think that there is like a certain connection that you have with people to filter out whether or not you feel like a connection might be stronger than those opinions or feelings either, anyway. Like you miss out on those certain opportunities. But I see there being value in that for Facebook. So shout out to all the love
connections.
Bunch
of weirdos bumping into each other in a room.
It's cute.
Bumping into the wall.
Look at all the people that watch.
Love bugs that are going to meet up on Facebook.
Yeah, I was about to say, look at all the people that watch the Red Table Talks on there and, you know.
That's because that's where it's at.
That's what I'm saying. So like those women that are watching, they can find the type of man that, you know, agrees with their opinions on the Red Table Talks or they can debate certain things on there or whatever.
They also have a meet new friends feature. So it's not, Dustin just threw his hat on the floor. So it's not just for love interests, but it's also for people that are having a hard time meeting friends. Think about it. You moved to a new city.
Did that.
Maybe you're shy. You don't know how to approach people as an adult.
I'm gay.
It's easier when you're a kid.
I got to tap my foot to make sure we on the same page. No, I'm just playing.
Damn it, Dustin.
So I know about the struggle. Life for me ain't been no crystal staircase. Give a damn about those. Let's make friends via Facebook. Kiss my ass, weirdo.
Oh my
let me
God,
let me
Dustin.
Tell you why. I'm about to just go full throttle today, damn it. Do you know I got a message to this Facebook page that I had like as a, you know, a artist page or thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Not my personal page. From somebody that I have not talked to since I was like 22 years old, okay?
That's what Facebook is for.
Do you know what the message said?
I miss you.
Listen to me, and I'm going to show it to you after the thing. Hey, I had a dream about, mind you, we ain't talked since I was 22. Had a dream about you and we was riding around having fun. I don't remember why we stopped talking, but I apologize for whatever it was. I'm not sure. I'm sure you could tell me what it is, and I hope all is well. If you don't respond on this, what? I was like, is this the fucking Twilight Zone? I'm a completely different person. Ooh. I honestly forgot that this person, and there's no bad blood, so don't misinterpret this as like a drag. Yeah. But I forgot. I don't know why we don't talk. You know what I'm saying? I forgot about, you know, a lot of things that we talked about. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. And so for you to feel that you could send me a message off of the public thing about this, and then I'm not responding. I don't wish you no harm or nothing like that, but I'm not interested in talking to you. That's why we haven't talked.
Right.
And it just is weird. It's weirdness.
That's
like
the culture of Facebook, though. That's like, Facebook. You know how many times I've received messages from elementary school kids that I, like, rather, not elementary school kids, kids I went to elementary school with that
I'm
hit me
up. Say,
yeah,
what?
I know. I'm like, wait, hold on. Right. That came out real shady. No, people who I went to school with that hit me up like, yo, remember me? I was like your best friend in fourth grade. And you're like, that's cool. But like, right. What do we do from here? Or even people that maybe you went on a date with 15, Hello. 20 years ago. But that's the culture of Facebook. I mean, that's why I don't really be on
my
there like
that. My cousins back home, the people I keep in touch with from school, all my girls back home. Remember I told you about like when I went to my best friend's wedding in Michigan?
Yeah.
And we were laughing with them. Like all of them, we be having fun on Facebook. Like I know that's where I can find them.
Right.
It's great. That whole weird sector, I think,
not
transitions
weird,
from app to app, and I just
I drew the line it. When me and my mom, we used to play, she used to play like Farmville or Cafeville, like them little Zynga games on there. Mm-hmm. And then after that whole era, like I was done. I was like, all right, now y'all doing friend invitations on here. And
play a game. What I gotta do?
Yeah, don't be sending me things so you can get your free coins or whatever.
I wanna play Farmville.
I don't even wanna talk to you. Facebook.
Like invite to Farmville.
Oh
like,
my
no.
God.
If they online or something and they wanna say what's up, then cool. But I'm not about to just start sending out shit just so y'all could be like Farmville here because your friend sent it. Like, no, I'm not gonna be
I'll
that
be thinking
person.
That shit is a virus half the time any day.
I think
like,
that I ain't too. Okay. Do they still have the pokes? Is that still a thing?
I think so. Probably.
Oh my God. We'll just poke them.
Hey, now you really gonna get to poke them after the new Facebook. The new Facebook dating.
So yeah or nay, Facebook dating.
Shanae nay. Okay. Nay.
Yay for the people, nay
I say
for me.
Yay. Do your thing, people.
Yeah, do your thing, people. Do your people. Do your thing, people. I said do your people. Do your people.
Do your people.
Do your people thing.
They scared. They don't want to get their feelings hurt.
Instagram likes hidden. Yay or nay. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm for that. But before we
Yo,
get there,
his face
before then. We get there, I need the Facebook thing to happen so I can go ahead and deactivate it because I don't want it.
That's the final straw.
Like I don't want to be part of the thing.
I would love to come work for Facebook to help them have some sort of insight to ways that we could. Y'all want to make some changes? Let's talk.
You want to freshen it up?
Facebook. Let's chat. They can pay me to come in and we can do like some focus groups.
You
I can organize that. Whatever they need to do. Second of all of this is bull, but I will compromise with you guys because I love you. Okay, so let me tell you how I compromise. 18 and under, no likes, no follower count.
I think that's great.
Deal.
I think that's a good halfway. Like, what is it I'm trying to say? You're meeting.
That's a good compromise.
Meeting me halfway. I like that. I'll take that.
18 and under.
Pornhub buying Tumblr.
That's the one that matters. Yes.
Whoa.
So y'all want to see straight up porn when you go
amateur.
On Tumblr.com.
Amateur.
Oh, it has
porn.
To be category.
Yeah, you know what?
Amateur
yes, that is important.
Because how far are we taking this?
Amateur
Well, that
porn.
That was the magic behind Tumblr because it was so many amateur clips. It was like...
It wasn't like...
Because you know, Pornhub is all
phone,
the generic
stuff. Shot on a cell phone.
Yep.
Hiding in the bath. Y'all know what it is.
The damn GoPro, the night vision.
Not
you know,
the
for
the, GoPro.
Yeah, for the people feel real experimental, you know, all that shit.
Blair Witch sex.
Okay.
I hear that.
Yeah, the parks, who knows? Shit, wherever they feeling adventurous.
Yeah. I want to be able to type in a city and expose.
Stop
and
it.
See people who are, you know, NYC exposed. You'd be like, ooh.
Oh my God.
Glad I didn't make that mistake.
Oh my God.
Something told me not to do it to them.
Oh my God. God forgive us. He knows
our
hearts.
And our tumblers, too, apparently. And he knows our tumblers.
And that's it for this week's social media roundup. That was really good. Yeah.
That was.
Fran, girl, you a good woman, Fran.
I knew y'all would have fun with that one. Lively offers bras and undies that blur the aesthetic lines of lingerie, active, and swim, taking the best elements of high style and functionality from each to create an entirely new category of lingerie. Lively is where high style meets ultimate comfort with soft fabrics, lounge-worthy fits, and clever details to support your life. Wear it all day because it's the most comfortable bra you'll ever wear. Lively offers a range of bra styles for all different body types. It's available in 32A all the way to 44DDD, you guys. So choose from bralettes to t-shirt bras, push-up bras, plunge bras, no wire bras. Those are my personal faves. And find your new go-to pieces. So Lively believes in charging one price for all women. So it's always one price for all, any style, any color, any size. Use a step-by-step fit guide to find the perfect fit for you and enjoy free and easy returns. I'm actually wearing one as we speak.
Ooh,
how it feel?
I should show it to you guys right now.
You look very natural.
No. No, but I had been wanting to switch to bras that don't have wires for a long time. But honestly speaking, they look like sports bras a lot of times. And they give you the uniboob, which is just like one long boob that looks like it fell over. So I'm not a fan of that look. Mm-hmm. So I never really found the right one. But these are really cute. Like, I looked through it. They told me to order which ones I liked. Tried them on. I actually posted it on my IG stories and everything. And people were like, oh, those are so cute. Let me know the brand. So here it is. This is the brand.
Now you're cooking
it's
with
Lively.
Gas.
Yeah, and it's so cute. So definitely comfortable. I'm super happy. You guys already know that I would only endorse it if it were the real deal. So for a limited time, get $10 off your first order by visiting wearelively.com/friendzone and entering friendzone at checkout. So let me spell that for you guys. That's wearelively.com/friendzone. Promo code friendzone. Only available in the U.S. Sorry, guys, but those of you that have access, make sure you grab yours.
Life can be stressful. Between work, family, and everything in between, it's not always easy to find time for yourself. Thankfully, Talkspace Online Therapy makes taking care of your mental health more affordable and convenient than ever before. Simply provide your preferences, and Talkspace will match with one of 4,000-plus therapists the very same day. No more waiting for your next appointment to talk about what's on your mind. With Talkspace, you can send your therapist unlimited text, audio, picture, or video messages from anywhere at any time. No matter what you're going through, you're not alone. Like they say, you can literally use Talkspace to talk to your therapist any which way, whether you want to text them, you want to video chat, whether you just want to send little emails back and forth and get these checklists done, if it's something that you just want to make a small amount of time for, or if you want to, you know, do longer sessions via video or a phone call, that option's available to you. So it's very convenient. And again, it makes mental health easier to stick to. So it's something that's easy for you to do. And I think it's affordable too. Talkspace has more than 4,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing these challenges that we all face. And to match with your perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use the code ZONE to get your first week free and show your support for this show. That's ZONE and Talkspace.com.
So let's bring in the wind chimes. So we have been on this health and fitness kick ever since we had Wendy and Jess of Food Heaven.
Yeah. We know, it's a clapping episode.
What's with us today? Why are we keep clapping?
I love Wendy and Jess.
They're so awesome. So here's my question to you guys. Where do you get your gym clothes?
Generally like sportswear places. So like Modell's here in New York.
Nice.
Sports Authority, places like that. Nike, the Nike store, things like that.
What about your kicks? What kicks like are you currently using at the gym?
Oh, Nike.
Nike? Yeah, mm-hmm. Do you have a specific name?
Type? VaporMax. Yeah. Any of the VaporMax variations, I prefer those when I'm in the gym. They're very flexible, so they allow your foot to move with the movements appropriately.
You're lifting.
Yeah, all of that. Mm-hmm.
Asante, your face is already making me laugh.
I
was going
to say, I like to mix my highs with my lows, mm-hmm. so I definitely wear a lot of my Nike tech just to feel fancy, but I always am decked out on some Old Navy something.
You and Crystal.
Man, I'm telling you,
telling me to go to Old Navy, but here's the thing. I'm a big body Benz, okay? Will I fit properly? Is that tested?
Because you know, that just made me so happy. Will please I don't crash. Shout out to Cash Doll. Yes.
You know, because fit is important. Especially now, t-shirts, I'll wear whatever. I literally throw on t-shirts on the hats. I'm not the one that's cute at the gym anymore. I used to do that back in the day. Now I'm like on a mission. Not saying I look cray, but you know, mm-hmm. I'm not like, remember I used to do like the matching Nike mm-hmm. sets and yep. I used to go ham. Yep. But that's not the case.
Fitness
model at the gym. I would go with the tights and the sports bra, and that's
it. Like a shape magazine little feature would be cute. Literally, on you, friend.
She was always looking sponsored.
Sponsored. Now this is not the case. So I just throw on whatever t-shirt, but my leggings are extremely important to me because I am thick.
Do you be wearing them Ethicas?
Oh, no.
You ever seen the commercials?
I wear the underwear. Okay.
Karen Civil's Ethica line was cute as hell.
Yeah, underwear is bomb. Every time
I see that commercial and I see that little booty shape, I'd be like, look at Fran. I wish she could rock some of that.
That's Ethnica's. Yeah. Oh, the ones from black people.
So leggings are important to me. First of all, do you guys wear leggings or
sometimes?
No?
I wear compression, tights. Mm-hmm. And then Nike running pants that fit the calf like that, and then expand up top because, you know, I'm ample.
You're a big body Benz.
Please, don't crash.
I am a big So I wanted to share the leggings that I buy. Look, these, I mean, not that they're special.
Looks high-rise.
So Reebok had sent me, this is not sponsored. Mm-hmm. Reebok had sent me a box of leggings, t-shirts, tanks, like a jacket to wear to the gym, sneakers, like a whole workout thing. We had the bag, everything, the bottle. I was like, holy shit.
That's what I need, a training kit.
Essentially, it was like a gym 101 kit, like a starter kit. And I thought that was so cool. To be honest with you, I didn't really like pay attention to it. You know, I was on and off with the gym, especially mm-hmm. being on tour. But now that like I'm going 5 days a week, I was like, where the fuck? Like I have none of my tights fit and shit. So I was mm-hmm. like scrounging to look for stuff. I was like, oh my God, the Reebok box. Put these on, you guys.
Heaven.
They are hands down the best leggings I have ever, to the point that I just throw them on. Really? They're high waist, so they're really flattering, mm-hmm. you know, to cover the little fupa, mm-hmm. and really flattering on the ass. Like mm-hmm. it just like sucks everything up and holds it, but in a way where it's almost like a Spanx, mm-hmm. but without the pressure or tightness, because obviously you don't want to be uncomfortable at the gym.
Spanx that thanks.
A kind Spanx.
Yes, Lord.
Where you can lift your weights, you can jump on the bike, you can run elliptical, Stairmaster. Speaking of, so I tried the Beachella trick.
Oh.
I almost flew off that shit.
Because
you get so into it.
Damn. You was rocking the stairs?
Okay.
What does it get into the money? I was like, ooh. I almost fell back a little too hard.
Same old nigga on the treadmill.
On the Stairmaster.
But I have to say, that shit really does work. Shout out to my trainer. And shout out to all of you who were tweeting me saying that you too tried the Beachella Stairmaster combination and you tried it on your machines. And we all agree. It's a consensus that this shit really works. So if you're looking for a hype machine to help you, Beyonce clearly is that. But back to the leggings. So I went on to buy more mm-hmm. this week and I noticed that they had a sale.
Come on, they're expensive.
I'm not going to lie. I'm ready for y'all to roll your eyes at me. I'm used to it. They're $60, mm-hmm. which is not cheap at all.
Mm-mm, that's why I be in Old Navy.
I know. But
I told you I missed my house and my loan. 30%
off sale mm. with discount code MOM. I racked up.
You used the Mother's Day deal. I sure the hell did.
Yeah. And I hit Crystal and I hit Jade and I said, y'all better rack up.
Yeah.
And I posted it on my IG stories. Like I said, this is not an ad. I'm not sponsored by Reebok. But because they're my favorites, and y'all know when I co-sign it, endorse it, that means like they really work. I really use them. You could see me at the gym. You'll see me wearing Reebok. But the fact that they're 30% off, that's awesome. So even if you're not going to be buying this pair all the time because they're expensive, at least you can get a couple. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get you one or two with the discount. And then you're going to love them. They're so durable. They're a speed wick, so you can move in them and they breathe well. You don't get all sweaty. You know how sometimes the thing, too, with cheap workout clothes is the sweat spots can get a little tricky. You have like the big old sweat spot in the crotch or the butt. That's the part where I'm like,
and they wear out easily in certain spots.
They wear out when you wash them. The inner thigh, especially for women, starts like unraveling.
Men too.
The
I was going to say men
butt
too.
Part, the crack. You know how many leggings of mine have just split open in the butt part just from doing squats? That's not what you want to go through at the gym.
It sure ain't.
Friend. Just side note. So when I first went to New York, I was so big and I was like working so hard that my khaki pants at my job, there was like friction holes because I used to have to run up and down goddamn stairs in a restaurant.
That's some real
and
shit.
And the first time I seen them holes, I was like, I can't believe my fat ass and running this hole through these pants. And one girl walked by me and she was like, oh, it's fine. We've all done it. And I was like, damn. And I said, I have to get out of here with these goddamn stairs.
It's
but
real
yes,
shit.
Happen to everybody.
Especially when you only have one or two pairs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So definitely
you
check
want to be
them
ass out.
So it's on the Reebok site, which is reebok.com. You want to look for the Luxe High Rise Legging in the women's training tab. They have the one that I use as a high rise. I personally like for it to kind of suck all that in on the side, little muffin top. But they also have the more standard size waist. If you don't, I know some people hate high waist because they feel like it's too constrictive. So you have your choice. They have the Luxe Legging Regular or Luxe High Rise. But just wanted to put that out there. Enjoy the sale while it lasts. Hopefully it'll still be there by the time you guys listen to this. Do you know that our listeners sold out the protein powder from last week?
I got the powder.
Like, what is it with our listeners?
Did you hear this motherfucker? Oh my God.
Y'all is so crazy. They sold it out to the point that the site hit me.
Good.
And now they want to work with me.
Yes.
And I'm like, y'all are so bomb. Like, when we knock out a site so much that they track it directly to my ass.
Knock out the box, friend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you guys for that. And I'm also glad, obviously, on a human level, that you're using plant-based proteins because people were telling me, I was getting funny messages like, but do it taste good? I'm like, I promise you, I would not have you drinking a protein that I know is going to make you uncomfortable.
Aftertaste.
Yeah, why would I do that? I wouldn't want to waste $37.99 of your hard-earned money.
That's going to have you farting all the time. Plant-based.
But you know where I fucked up? I didn't remember. I told you guys I was running low.
Oh, damn.
It's finished, and I couldn't re-up in time before I shot it out. No, I know.
Okay.
I'm having time.
You're
like,
right.
Listen, I don't like to ask for favors.
Okay,
but
put your hand in the hand of the man. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, fuck them tubs.
But can you believe that? I forgot to freaking
they
order before
tubs.
I mentioned it.
But that's
know.
Good, though. Shout out to our listeners
Thank
for being
you, man. Y'all are
like that.
The best. So
you the fucking best.
So I love this because we have a plant-based protein powder. You guys just gave some advice on where to get exercise clothes. We had the registered dietitians teach people how to tinker with their diet. So it's a holistic approach to wellness,
Lord,
that we've been messing with this month. And I'm really, really happy about that. And that's it for this week's wellness.
Wonderful.
Asante.
Thank you, friend.
Yeah, thank you, guys. What you got for us, Mr. If I Were a Rapper / Music Man?
Okay,
it's
the expansion.
Music Man. Oh, yeah. It's the Music Man segment. Just like to keep it fresh, like to keep it wild, like to keep it clean. So let me get the easy part out of the way first. Let's do the listens lately.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do a little icebreaker action. Because it's going to be a random ass icebreaker that can kind of take us into the next segment. So
mine is easy.
Oh, okay. with that friend. Ooh, ladies first. Ladies first. What you been listening to lately, friend?
I have only,
ooh, only
in the past week, it's been one of those psycho modes where,
yes,
you listen to the same shit.
You're obsessed
shit
with that.
The Beauty of Everything Part 2 by Alex Isley.
Oh.
Yes, she did.
I download that right
on
now.
On May 3rd, 2019, Alex Isley dropped songs, 22 minutes and 49 seconds long. It's an EP. Like I said, it's called The Beauty of Everything Part 2. Part 1 was amazing. I think she dropped it. Was it late last year?
Yeah.
Right? So,
or was it?
Or earlier this year?
No, it was like last year. It was last year.
Right? So when I saw this, I freaked out because y'all know I love me some Alex Isley. Like, I have to work with her before I die.
Yes.
And the song that I love, first of all, they're all great. It's one of those projects you can just let play from top to bottom. And you might even put the loop option where it just keeps the project playing because it's just so good.
You put this on your story, right?
I did. You heard it, right? Okay. So Road to You, it's hard to pick because I kind of like another one too, but Road to You is the one that just, Alex Isley, can I just tell you something, girl? You are so talented. God bless you.
Yes.
I mean, God bless you.
Yes.
I know it must be frustrating because Lord knows you deserve the world. You deserve to be one of the top biggest artists. And I know how this game can be so discouraging, but I hope you never, ever, ever stop making music because you are it.
You're needed.
You are so needed. She just, something in my blood, like she makes it like race when I hear her voice, her melodies, the fact that she produces and she writes. She's everything.
I always beg for more from Water Me. Just because,
oh my God,
just because it's her song, but she has two other people on it too. So it's like, well, you didn't have to do this with these other two people, but it's so beautiful. I want to hear extended versions from all of y'all at the, yes, same damn time, but clearly with your direction,
and that
Alex
song is like freaking beautiful, yes, first of all. But here's the song. It's called Road to You. Because I'm gonna play the whole song.
And that's fine.
Woo!
That's a beautiful song.
So many places I can go, but
none of them feel like home.
Feels like home, but I'll take the road that leads to, mm-hmm, you, the corner of me and you.
That production was crazy too.
You know what else?
And it be all her, bro.
That melody. Oh,
she's
dope.
It
be all her.
She can cuss people out too. I can tell the way she sings and goes, right back onto you. That's the same as,
nigga, you out your motherfucking mind.
Alex Isley don't take no shit. And for that, she gets my vote alone.
Ooh, I'm telling, man, you. So
that was gorgeous.
The whole project, just listen to it.
I saved it.
When you are having a moment where you can actually focus on it, because I know we play songs like on our commutes or at the gym, but I mean, when you have time to be
sit
consumed,
with it.
Sit with it.
Mm-hmm.
You can listen to the lyrics, the, yes, melodies, the harmonies, the ad libs, every part of it. Just take her in.
I love giving a song a moment.
Ooh. This song, I Road to You, I literally have not been able to stop playing it. Like,
that was beautiful.
You know when you...
You've been holding it up for me for a week, fam.
I know. Sorry. You know when you wake up in the morning and have feeling to hear like a song as soon as you wake up?
Yes.
I mean, like, you can't... Like, as soon as you wake up, I went straight to my phone to play this, to press play, because I had to hear it. It had to be the first thing I experienced.
Took the road that led to the song.
My senses needed to be satiated. Yes. That's how she makes me feel. So yes. That's it. That's my listens lately.
Shout out to Alex Isley.
Doing amazing. Yes. What about you, Dustin Ross? What you been listening to lately?
Well, you know, as far as my listens lately is concerned, I've been old school.
Yes.
And I've been in my Red Hot Chili Peppers band.
Yes.
Dustin Ross.
It's been that way. And so the song that I want to offer up today as part of my offering for this services and this selection.
Part of my selection
is the Zephyr Song by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. One of my favorites. I've always loved this song ever since the first time I heard it. So here's a snippet.
Can I get your hand to ride on? Just a piece of lip to bite on. But I'm not to
just enough. No. I ain't gonna give you too much. Just enough. That's one of my all-time favorites.
One of the classics.
So shout out to them. I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And I always like to give you a little historical fact during this segment.
Yeah, come on with it.
And so 19 years ago this week, Carl Thomas's single, I Wish, hit number one on the Billboard R&B charts.
19.
So his song can show its likes and follower count on Instagram. That's how old we are, y'all.
Wow.
And I saw, like, even Ashanti's, was it like Baby or something, was 19 years see old. That. Every time those facts come around on Twitter, adult, I get
adult,
sick.
Adult. Because now the song is grown, for okay. real.
Ciao.
Listen.
Adult. The grandmama is the baby now. grandma.
You know, I'm glad that you actually said that. So, you know, it was just Mother's Day this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a rapper named Toby Lou. I've talked about him before. I'm really obsessed with him. He's the one with the glittery ass shorts.
I remember.
He has a song that he had, dropped like a snippet video for last year. It was called like My Mom. So the song was finally released on iTunes. And I just want to play a snippet of it because, you know,
I feel like it's saying about my mama, but you know,
it's the shit.
I hit the mall like my mom, yeah. Bitch, I ball like my mom, yeah. 2 chains on like my mom, got it going on like my mom, Summer too hot like my mom, hold up. Working 2 jobs like my mom, kept the lights on like my mom.
So, I like that. When he said I'm bald like my mom.
I bald like my mom.
Oh, shit.
hey, but low key.
This week, I'm telling you.
Look, friend. Low key.
Man. I was like, oh, shit.
Low key, I remember not being younger mom. And thinking some people's moms, that, you know, they had that low fade and, you know, they was
well,
the bitches cursing everybody out.
Well, I like my mom.
Oh, you ain't coming up in here with that bullshit. Like, yeah, I'm bald like my mom. You know, she cursing nigga out. No,
you see hoop earrings swinging.
You see that lady where she's walking past something and she looks back like.
That was during the flood in Houston, I believe it was. And she was like. Yes, friend. The lady that looks over her shoulder and rolls her eyes, okay, at the news people.
That's what that I'm bald like my mom. Okay. Please, somebody add the music to that video, please. Toby Lou, no disrespect to your mom. I legit thought that's what I heard you say.
Right, we don't even know if your mama bald headed. No way.
I love Toby Lou.
No way.
He actually, shout out to Toby Lou. He actually has interacted with me on Instagram several times, so I feel like low key be friends. Man, I can't try to boat if you did now. The way you hold your chest is alarming me.
Don't do that no more.
I'm serious.
No, friend, don't. Oh, wait, I gotta text Chris or somebody. No, don't.
I'm fine. My chest just got tight.
Y'all been
having me laugh too many minutes in a row.
All right, well, we're gonna bring it back down.
Okay.
A friend of mine, I've talked about him before in the past as well. His name is V, the letter V.
Yes, he's so hard to find.
I know, right?
An SEO nightmare.
Girl, I always keep saying that Vendetta show on ABC every time I try to look this nigga up.
I'm gonna play you the new song he just dropped. It's called All I Want, and then I'm gonna tell you what his Twitter name is, because I actually just saw him on Twitter like yesterday. I was like, this is what your damn social media is. Nice. I was never gonna find this.
How does he spell but, it?
Well, it's like the official music or some shit, but okay, I gotta tell you specifically like what it is. But this song is called All I Want.
Maybe it's the way that you move. Maybe I've got something to prove. Whatever it is that you do, you do it so well. I'm under the spell. Can I be the one you're running to? Let me know before I make my move. You've been waiting, it's so overdue. And I try to play it cool.
In the hell is your problem?
Let me think about being in Detroit, like the house music parties and stuff.
Oh my God, y'all are gonna kill me today.
And
please go on my IG stories.
Please do not have a stroke.
If you are listening on to Wednesday. This right now, Wednesday, go on my IG stories.
You have
stories.
A limited time. You have a small window.
Look at the police car.
Jigging it down. Whoa. Jigging it up and jigging it down.
All right.
Anyway, that was V. His Twitter is theofficial_music.
Mm-hmm.
theofficial_music. Those are really it for my listens lately. I really just wanted to make sure I talked about those and got them out the way. Lastly, I just want to say, go listen to Jhené Aiko's Triggered. It's an amazing record. I can't stop running back. I will play y'all a clip, but honestly, you just need to listen to the whole goddamn thing. Like, that's the one that I've been playing first thing in the morning over the past few days. It's like, I don't know why I can't stop listening to that record, but it's just something about the frequency. I don't know if it's that Pisces, the Pisian thing or whatever the fuck.
Yeah,
like,
I feel each other.
We just in tune. I want to say listen to that. And I also want to say, make sure you check out Ari Lennox. She just dropped her new video,
yes,
which is beautiful.
She's so damn
beautiful.
Beautiful. I just love the fact that we are getting all this content from her. I don't want to say it's long overdue, but we've been talking about her since fall. And
I mean, hello.
All these different things that we wanted to see her do. Like, now we get to see her do it because she's the first lady of Dreamville. There's no other woman on their roster really doing anything, but they could, I guess, use a female rapper or something. But I just appreciate.
It's always a thing.
Yeah, I just appreciate.
She deserves. She's just so good.
I just appreciate them really garnering and catering to her and really showing us that they care about her as an artist, because it's not like her project's filled with nothing but features or anything like that. It's still very simple. It's very her. And like I said last week, I like the fact that they, that she did the little skits at the end, because I'm always the one to say, can you just shut up and play the next song?
That should be so funny.
It was so funny, and it just endeared us to who she already, like, we know who she is on Alive, and it kept us in line with the music.
Yeah.
So, supporting Ari Lennox, beautiful friend of the show, love her so much.
Yay.
That's it for the Music Man segment. Now I want to take it on over to TV Land. Dustin Ross, what you got for us?
When was the last time you ate a breakfast that you felt good about? Not a bowl of sugary cereal, but a breakfast that's nourishing your body. Now you can transform your breakfast with Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest delivers carefully sourced, chef-crafted smoothies, savory bowls, overnight oats, and more, built on fruits and vegetables. Everything slays and everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to eat it. Choose from more than 50 nourishing options for any time of day, ready to blend smoothies, savory harvest bowls, soups, and more. Just add water or milk to a smoothie or heat up a harvest bowl and enjoy it. All of Daily Harvest ingredients are carefully sourced for maximum nourishment and flavor that you can actually see all the ingredients when you open up the cup. Mm. Daily Harvest is the easiest, most delicious way to load up on fruits and vegetables any time of day. Now, let me tell you something. I'm just going to pretend like your name is Greta, whoever we're talking to. Let me tell you something, Greta. Those Daily Harvest bowls have saved my life. I have the tendency to oversleep. Mm-hmm. It's very important that I have things that are on the go. Mm-hmm. I also am not a person that has the patience or the propensity. Well, I have that. I just don't have the patience to measure all them damn ingredients. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I know I'm getting everything I need, they even put the healthy stuff in there to make the other healthy stuff taste good. It's just a marriage made in heaven. So I love Daily Harvest, and you should too. And with that being said, you can go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code FRIENDZONE to get 3 cups free in your first box. That's promo code FRIENDZONE for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. daily-harvest.com. I think it's
I had an icebreaker, but I'm gonna skip it.
Okay, are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's pretty clear what we're gonna talk about this week on the television segment.
Because
I don't even know where to start, so I'm just gonna start with those 4 letters because the 4 letters of the name of this show are in the word start.
Yes.
That's how you know it was something that was supposed to be around all the time. Can you imagine our lives without the word start in our vocabulary? Mm-mm. You can't. How can we imagine our television landscape without the show Star? Mm-mm. For those of you who have been under a rock, Star was a musical drama on Fox that was produced by Lee Daniels with an all-star cast. Every week they had original music, great performances. You want to talk about camp. The whole look of Star was camp. Everybody on there was over the top, and it was a beautiful show. The relationships between the characters who were so perfectly flawed, but we were so fucking interested in and invested in their lives and what was happening to them. We watched, now I'm being serious now, but then I'm gonna cuss their asses out. We watched, that show provided a lot of service to a lot of different communities, right? And not just on this no gay shit or nothing like that, but just different communities. Mm-hmm. We got to see a black mother on TV deal with having a beautiful transgender daughter, you know what I'm saying? And coming to terms with that relationship, then it becoming normal for their family on TV. We got to see that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shout out to Star for that. We got to see really great relationships. We got to see devoted grandchildren to their grandparents who raised them. That's such a reality in the world we live in today. Mm-hmm. We got a chance to see it as just the way life is on TV. That was great. Beyond that, the show was funny. There were little moments and little hidden gems. Asante, will we ever be able to get enough of Brandy looking at Queen Latifah saying, don't be shaking that wig in my face like that? Will we ever get enough of the grandmother hating Star because she was white and then growing past that? All these relationships evolved.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny to see his grandmama cussing Star out just because she was white. You know what I'm saying? But they grew out of that. Yep. She began to love Star. Mm-hmm. She loved Alex being in a relationship with Quincy Brown, who does an amazing job on this show. Lawrence Washington did an amazing job on this show being Miss Bruce. We had a character that nobody even had. They didn't explain shit about Miss Bruce. Miss Bruce had a love life. Miss Bruce had a full thriving business as a hairdresser and then transitioned into being a music executive, A&R. Handling business.
And Miss Bruce wasn't perfect, but she also wasn't judgmental either.
Not at all. And like Harold Perrineau, who played Miss Bruce's partner on the show, and Luke James' father. Excellent job. We know he is literally a 50-pound, you know, weight of actor. You know what I'm saying? Just throwing on your foot. He can act his ass off and he makes an impact. That was great. Besides that, I'm pissed about the shit. We ain't never gonna know what happened to Star's baby.
Right.
We ain't never gonna know who died and made it out the wedding. We've waited all of this time.
Wow.
Yeah, there's so many unanswered questions. And I'm pissed off.
And even going back to the themes, like, I thought it was really dope watching the artists develop. Like, you know, we saw the ladies come on the scene, but then, you know, Noah Brooks deal with his addiction and then kind of, you know, towards the end, seeing his parents and why he was the way that he was.
Yeah, they just gave us Kimberly Elise and they already snatched her right back.
Oh my God, we just got Kimberly Elise.
We need to get a good Kimberly Elise cry. You know Kimberly Elise will cry you on down to the basement floor.
Yeah, she's a lip quiver
queen. And she hasn't even done it yet, you know? But we did get to see her choke Star up. So I guess there was things that we did get to see.
We did.
But like,
she
played Luke James's mom. Oh. The character that Luke James played. She played his mom.
And Harold Perrineau on the same scenes.
Wow, with Luke James.
And with Miss Lawrence. And holding her own, by the way. Like, Miss Lawrence be doing it. I was like, go.
It was just such a great show, and I'm so mad.
I don't think it's over.
It better not be,
I hope
damn
it's
it.
Not.
Justice
I really don't.
For Star.
I really don't. I feel like people are going to complain enough. It's going to be one of those shows, because you've seen it happen a couple mm-hmm. shows where it comes back. I remember, I think Sense8 came back for like another season when they got canceled.
Fuck them kids.
And even because you bring up Netflix, even that show You being picked up by Netflix and continued.
Yeah, I remember we had a whole thing about that where it was on Lifetime mm-hmm. and it didn't do well. I think it got like maybe a fifth of the views that it got on Netflix. It's that. I don't even think it was that, honestly.
Probably not that.
Netflix got it.
We all live tweeted it.
We live tweeted it. Everyone went ham. It's renewed for another season. So I feel like if it's not Netflix, it'll be Hulu, which would make, I think, more sense, mm-hmm. maybe.
It is on Hulu already, so hopefully they just go ahead and buy
like
the new
of the
ones.
Network. Yeah, so
keep them guys working, man. Star Wars is a great show.
I don't think it's over.
I hope it, low-key, though, I hope, like, someone premium buys them. Now, I don't want to buy another premium fucking service, but...
Ooh, so they can cuss and stuff?
Yeah, like, Star... You know,
or have a bigger budget, too.
Yeah, exactly.
For more wardrobe,
like,
and
can
better
you imagine
wigs.
Star had because a Game of Thrones
music,
budget?
Oh, come on. And then, that would be great. That'd be an Iceland rehearsing.
Now, low-key,
Carlotta.
Let me tell y'all something. If they gave them bitches a crazy. Fucking Game of Thrones budget, we would have so many, like, throwback scenes and festivals and even more music people on there. Like,
we'd have more celebs,
hell
more artists.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, that would go off. So, a bigger
as
network.
As long as it don't turn into Empire.
Well, you know, it was kind of Ken
Empire,
Empire.
I think went ham with the celeb
that one season
cameos.
They went really heavy, yeah, no. And we lost interest.
You know, the writing definitely has to be responsible as they implement these people on and off. But like, I like how the characters, the artist has stories, because I was saying Luke James, I liked his story, but even Gigi, Kiki Palmer's character, like she would come back on off and on and be this crazy person, but then you kind of start to realize like, okay, one season she was being touched, another season she's being, it's all because of her aunties and them feeling guilt from the mama and all that shit. Like, all these developments were happening, and then y'all just took this shit away from me. I was like,
all the characters on Star, they were so broken. All the characters, there was nobody on that show who did not have a past that was traumatic mm-hmm. and dynamic in nature, okay?
Relatably, too.
Yeah, yep. You know? And we saw a lot of things on this show that made some of us uncomfortable. And I just think that it was fascinating, and I'm mad as fuck. I don't know who they had a song that was a diss track that the character Star released against her other band members called I Was There For You Bitches. And it's so funny how art imitates life, right? Art imitates life. So I want to send that song to Lee Daniels. I want to send that song to Fox. I want to send that song to everybody involved in taking this show off the air. Lee Daniels has already come forward and said, hey y'all, I ain't have nothing to do with this. I'm just as bad as y'all are. But the finger has to be pointed somewhere. So unfortunately, Lee, it's on you. I'm mad as hell, okay? I've been robbed.
And Dustin was there for these bitches because he was the one that kept putting Star back in my head. He was the one that was playing me the music in the smoke room, and I was like, I don't know.
And I've told you, I'm like, Asante, just watch.
What are the odds? When you bring it up and tell everyone to watch it, and Asante's talking about he just started binging, the joint gets canceled. Yeah.
Friend, I caught up to the point.
Get your inch and just snatch the whole ruler out your hand.
I was at home and I was like, oh shit, the finale comes on tonight. Like, I caught up the day of the finale and watched the finale, and little did I know it was the last time.
It was really the finale.
I would be watching this.
And people would tweeting me talking about, welp, at least Frank can catch up now.
At leisure. Shit.
Yeah.
I'm so upset.
Oh,
I'm just
mad.
Can
I ask you guys a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys do me a solid? When we have these conversations, don't at the director of the show.
Oh my God.
Don't at the actors of the show. Don't at them. Because someone added Lena Waithe to tell her that I was uncomfortable with the scene with the grandmother. And honestly, that really bothered me because nobody was saying it to attack Lena. It was me sharing that I was triggered by it for my personal reasons. We share these things on this show. it did not mean that you're going to
put us in there.
Yeah,
so we can discuss.
And then the thing is, you don't know who knows people. Like, y'all have no idea who we know on a personal level. And you're here tagging Lena.
Yeah. And also, what was your intention?
Yeah. Like, it just felt really weird. I'm like, it was just a discussion we're having on the show. And someone literally tags her to tell her that I was uncomfortable, like if Lena gives two fucks.
She opens up her Twitter.
If you tag that ass, it's a problem.
Friend,
right?
She opens up her Twitter, in case you missed it.
Yeah, like it just felt really uncomfortable for me because you're literally putting me in her face when I didn't ask you to do that. Mm-hmm. And if I wanted Lena to know, I would have hit her myself.
Right.
And been like, hey. And also, that's corny. Who cares?
Yeah, what it wasn't I even feel that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
You just wanted to see some shit
sometimes,
start.
Sometimes, and I don't, yeah, I'm like, and the weird thing is the person who tagged me in the tweet, they don't even follow me. So it's like, you're starting shit and you're not even
man,
a fan.
Let's go on and cuss her ass out there. Funky asshole. Starting shit, starting trouble over your neck of the woods.
Just don't do that because whatever we share, and obviously we're all adults, do whatever the hell you want. But except I wish that you would be more mindful of
that.
Sending energy to people when literally we're just on the show having the discussion. That's it. I just had to throw that out there.
Yeah,
throw
and that's where it belongs.
Hell yeah.
On the show.
You know, it need to be said. So don't just worry about nothing. Yeah. And if she come back, I'm a getter. Anyway, so see, that's the thing. It's a bad time for stuff like that because I'm upset about Star being canceled.
Yeah.
So what if I see that and I know that she's baiting you into some sort of situation that you did not ask to be a part of?
Right.
And I start talking about her son.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm mad about Star. You got to think about stuff like that.
You never know what people are going through.
I need to talk to Lee Daniels. At the end of the day, that's so however this got to happen. Yup.
I didn't know it was his
however
show.
However, it's got to happen. Somebody get me on the phone with Lee Daniels.
Yeah.
Now. I want to talk to Lee Daniels.
What would you tell him?
I'm going to tell Lee Daniels.
I didn't even get my scene on Star. I'm supposed to have a number, everything.
This ain't even going to be kitchen table talk. This is going to be belt rack conversation. I'm going to whoop that at Lee, somebody call Lee Daniels.
I'm having a vision. Can we have an icebreaker?
For TV Land?
Yep.
Dustin.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You're on Star.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what character you want to play.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
And give us a scene with at least two. Give us a scene with at least two actors you want to act in a scene with on Star.
Well, I would love to be in a scene on Star with Queen Latifah and Brandy.
Okay.
I'd like to be in a scene with Queen Latifah and Brandy.
Give us your character's background.
I would like to be one of Cassie's friends who grew up with them, one of Brandy's friends who grew mm-hmm. up with them, who was book smart, but also with the shits. And me and Brandy were working together on a project that we had good intentions for, but we had to get our hands dirty to get it accomplished. I would love to do that. And I would love for Carlotta not to trust me and to give me a hard time every time she sees me because she don't know if I have good intentions in her sister's life or not.
Mm.
I would love
what's
that.
What's your
so
character's name?
I would love for it to be Dustin.
So imagine Queen Latifah walk up, Dustin. What are you doing in town?
And I'd be like, Lottie, what you want now?
Dustin, what are you doing in town?
Lottie, go on with all that.
The last time I seen you causing trouble for my sister
exactly,
Cassie.
Exactly, Lottie. The
I
last
told you
time
to take
you seen me,
off.
You saw me. You know why I'm here. You know what me and Cassie doing. You know we don't have time for this shit. You always coming over here with that. You fuck how big you is.
You know how she going to answer
my. Oh, my God.
Right about one thing. The last time I seen you was the last time I saw you.
And do you want it to be the last time you see? And then we pull guns on each other.
And then he goes, ciao.
Yeah. Ciao.
That was really good. You had me emotionally wrapped up. I was like, what's she going to say next?
So
oh, my
I'm
God. This is a story on Star.
Justice for Star.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is a story on Star and justice for Star. That's all I got to say. I could say a lot more, but I'm trying to be, you know, I'll be wanting to be monetized and stuff these days, so I can't cuss too bad. But I'm mad.
Now
just
I'm
know that.
Okay.
Just know that.
Some
that's
little
it.
Swing.
All right, then. That means it's time for This Is a Story.
This is a story. Hopefully not a short story.
Of some crazy ladies.
Because then they yell at us when the story's short. Like, if we have control over
okay.
it.
Okay. Like,
well, tell us, Ante, to shorten the music segment if.
No, don't nobody say that.
No, never.
I hope not.
Good.
Never.
I just made that up.
They're going to be saying it on their Facebook dating if you let them. Okay. All right. So this week, This Is a Story, episode 17.
Better add Facebook dating to that.
Like the Edge Of by Stevie 17. Nicks.
Okay,
here we go. All right. We're 17 in, y'all.
Woo.
Here we go. I hit that damn car window with almost all of my strength. I could have easily broken that glass and yanked my wife's lover out of the very vehicle that he was attempting to whisk her away in. But by this point, I had truly had enough. I watched that car back out of the driveway, watched my wife ride off with her lover, and I felt closure. This had truly been 48 hours of hell. A fight that had led to jail, which led to questions about my business and my business partner, who just happened to be fucking my wife. By the way, they almost had a baby together. Yeah, I'd had enough for the day. It wasn't even in my heart to disconnect from my marriage. I tried. But one person who could only do so much was me, and I knew enough about life to know that once a woman's heart had changed, there was no turning it back. I was powerless when it came to Mia's heart because it had completely been made over. This I knew for sure as soon as I overheard her discussing that baby. I suddenly felt lightheaded and braced myself on the steps to Katie's front porch. Every time I thought about the fact that my wife was carrying another man's child, well, it literally knocked the breath out of my body. I think that hurt the most because it was so serious. A child was almost born out of their passion, and that fact alone would never let me love her in peace. I gripped the handrail on the porch and used it to stabilize my body and my emotions. I was so hurt, so damaged, and I thought that seeking refuge in the arms of another lover would be the most appropriate escape. So I went after it. Little did I know it would bring me literally face to face with my worst fear. See, running from my broken marriage had led me straight to the source of the breakage, and it had at this point pushed me to the limits of everything. I had nothing left. I was truly spent. My only reason to even stay upright on 2 feet was my beautiful baby, Sade, who didn't deserve any of this chaos. I knew that my baby was home in the bed and being cared for by her nanny right now, and that was the only thing in my world that felt safe and accounted for. Everything else was a disaster. I mustered up the strength to pull myself up out of that emotional whirlwind and refocus on the present. I felt so awful for the hell that my life was at the moment, but as I raised my head and stared at the home in front of me, my mind couldn't help but stray to Katie. She didn't deserve to be a part of any of this shit. Katie was a good person, and I wish we could be friends with a pure history and good intentions for each other. I wish that. But the past 2 days had taught me more than ever that I had to deal with the reality of my life instead of thinking about what I wanted it to be like. See, that's how I'd ended up in the position I was in right now, and it was time to make some changes. I opened that front door, and I heard glass crunching on the floor as the door glided over it. I began to use my jacket. It was all I had, so I swept all the aftermath from our madness into a pile. I heard Katie upstairs walking the floor, so I removed my shoes and began to ascend the staircase in front of me. Katie, I called as I walked down the hallway that led to her master bedroom, where I'd heard her taking steps. She didn't respond, but I heard the music still playing in there from our earlier lovemaking sessions. I entered the doorway and I said, Katie, we should. And that's all I was able to get out, because as soon as I looked up, I discovered Katie in her bed, naked, smoking a joint. She held her hand up to stop my speech. I know what we should do, she said, as she slowly opened her legs wide and then even wider. I need you to come here, she said, as she never broke her stare directly into my eyes. Katie traced her inner thigh with her free hand, took a hit of her joint, and then held it out for me to pull. You need this, she said, as she passed me the joint and then took her free hand once again, but this time placed it directly over the entrance to her innermost passion point. Then she looked at me and said, you also need this, and you need it right now. Come here, Ron. And just like that, I hit that joint and we began to physically make each other feel better. I was absolutely on cloud 10. 45 sweaty minutes later, when the hospital called, telling me that my wife had... See you guys next week for this story episode 18.
No,
see?
No.
See?
No,
thanks for tuning in, y'all.
A cruel cliffhanger.
Have a great weekend.
Stay we black and protect your magic.
We love you so much. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye. Dustin!
MAC Powder Kiss Lipstick is matte reinvented. The new matte formula is where matte meets moisture, giving you the zero shine look of a matte lipstick with instant long-term hydration and a weightless cushiony texture. The velvety soft matte colors glide on effortlessly with a wide range of shades that are sure to complement any skin tone. Head to your nearest MAC location to meet your matte today or shop at MACcosmetics.com.